much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Burrito.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Let me ask you, how have you taken care of the, you know, the normal hygienic procedures?
He doesn't do a lot of work around here. He shows zero initiative. He's not a team player. He's never one to go that extra mile.
Hi, Lisa here. So last week, there was a big potato mishap.
Lisa, let him lose. Shake them for freedom, shake them for freedom, let them loose, let them hang out, and shake them for freedom, Lisa, come on, Lisa, mate.
Easy in, easy out, easy lube.
And now, if you think that I'm going to masturbate after this tonight, you're right.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, man. It's not the way you want to start.
Lisa, shake them for freedom, baby, come on.
Do you not love freedom?
If you're going to shake them for anything, freedom should be it, right?
It's a good enough reason.
I like it.
Absolutely. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is. Before we talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, you know, I haven't been doing much death at 5:30 when we sign on for a while because I've been, you know, I save those stories for the death corner that we do from time to time on the program.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has a little bit of an interesting twist that I thought might require some conversation, so I wanted to bring it up today. In fact, the woman is actually at the center of the story is not actually dead yet. She is a diehard Green Bay Packers fan who bought a Packers casket to be buried in many years ahead of her death.
Right.
And we've talked about this before. There are some people who have very elaborate plans in place as to what they would like to see happen when they die. And I guess there's a little bit of a cottage industry out there with sports fans. I mean, you can pick almost any team, and there's somebody out there who's, you know, who's got plans to somehow include that in their funeral, whether they want to be buried in the, you know, in the uniform or in a, you know, a sweatshirt or a hat or in this case a casket. I mean, people are rabid about their teams, particularly Packers. In fact, she is so rabid a fan that she actually has been shown up in a book that is out featuring extreme Packers fans. She's one of these people who. Almost every square inch of her home is covered with Packers stuff.
Right.
She's got Packers stuff everywhere, right? And she's got to be hot. Her name is Wendy Smetana.
Got to be hot.
From Green Bay. All the hot women are in Green Bay.
She wants to be buried in Packers sweats or jogging suit in her Packers casket.
That's because she can't get her Packers pants on anymore.
Well, that's very possible. So she saw the casket advertised, the green and gold coffin advertised in the Packer Reporter. It was limited edition, and she bought it. Back in 1998 for $1,500. Got a receipt, said that her casket was being stored for her in a warehouse. And 13 years later, now she's 67 years old, she decided to have the casket flown to Green Bay so that it would be available nearby when she finally died and her family would have it handy.
Is she feeling weak?
She doesn't say that, but I guess she just figures, hey, I'm 67, maybe it's time to move the thing toward me. I guess the company's out of state. So, well, the company says, we don't make it anymore. And we've lost track of the unit that your casket was being stored in. A mistake was made, and I'm sorry. So Wendy has been working the last 4 months unsuccessfully with the company to try to resolve the problem. They say, look, we don't make it anymore. We don't have anymore. What do you want us to do? And she says, all I know is I have a receipt for this Green Bay Packers casket, and I'm not feeling so good.
I would think if they made it and she paid for it, they'd have to make another one whether they make them or not.
Yeah.
I would think so, too. So far, they have resisted doing that. They did, at some point, come back to her and say, all right, we can basically pull out the materials or get the materials needed to make this casket again, but we're going to charge you for how much it cost us to make it.
What?
Right. And she's like, hey, uncool, dude. I'm putting those words in her mouth. I don't know that she said that, but I'm sure that's what she was feeling. I've already paid for the product. Just because you lost it, it's on you. So right now it's winding its way through, you know, consumer protection and that sort of thing. Better Business Bureau, she's doing everything she can to try to get them to make good on it. I mean, it just seems like this company is, you know, they're going to get far worse publicity from this story than they ever would for whatever the cost is of making the casket, right?
Agreed. No question.
Seems like a bad choice
on
there.
If the price was 15, I guess it was 1998, but the price was $1,500, that means they make it for like two, right? 200?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, there's probably a huge markup. Yeah, exactly.
And how about, I mean, would you ever buy anything from these people who can't figure out where they were storing a casket?
Oh, sorry about that whole casket thing.
The woman, by the way, in the interview with Green Bay Television, she says, you know what they probably thought would happen, and who knows if there's a pattern of this, but her logical thinking was they feel like the family would be the ones who would contact them after the person died, and then at that point they'd just be willing to pay anything just to get it done because they, you know, they're distraught and they want to make sure to take care of that person's last wishes and bury her the way she wanted to be buried, so time would be of an mm-hmm. issue. The last thing they expected was that the woman, while she was still alive, would call up and go, hey, where's my casket?
That is a really good point.
So, interesting story. I will keep an eye on it if there is an update, but I certainly hope they do this woman right.
You don't want to spend the last 4 months of your life tracking down a casket.
No, you
You're
don't.
Right.
That
right.
doesn't seem like, and maybe she should let it go.
And by the way, how shocking is it, of all the caskets that this company would stop making, that the Green Bay one would be the one that, I mean, you would think that that would be their bread and butter, right? Well, doesn't it seem like?
I would certainly think every fan of Green Bay would want it more than most, you know, football teams.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've enjoyed them so much this season. I'm thinking about getting a Green Bay casket.
Don't get it from them.
Don't get it from
them.
I'm
not going to. Yeah. Good point.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm sorry. I can't hear hippies.
That is how I'm described most. We have Jason Segel on the program today.
Yeah. He's so good.
Going to be on the Muppet movie,
mm-hmm.
which I believe comes out
when?
Tomorrow?
He is the Muppet movie.
He is. It's his passion.
He's a lifelong Muppet fanatic. What must it be like for him to be able to write dialogue for Kermit the Frog?
That is bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, he pitched it to them.
I mean, who's a
yes.
Who's a Muppet?
He's the biggest Muppet fan in the world.
Still, like, just like 2 years ago is when he had to start this project?
Yeah.
He took 4 years to write it.
Four?
Yes.
You don't want to screw up a Muppet movie.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
With that on your head. We have Petros Papadakis in the studio.
Yeah.
Talking about the USC-UCLA game this Saturday. I'm sorry, can I hear it again? Yeah.
Not the first time I've heard Lisa make that noise.
I think that's sexy. I'm not sure.
No, it's not.
You're afraid of the number 666.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to you today.
And I bet there's a lot of you.
There's a bunch of odd stories about people who they won't take the phone number or whatever, you know. The
credit card.
Credit card. If there's a credit card or driver's license, you ask them for another number because you can't have 666 on it. If that's the mark of the beast, that means you're the devil.
Right.
I think.
And I'll find the article, but I know I read, because you know I love phone numbers, I know I read about the phone company that that just did not even attempt to use that exchange because nobody wanted it.
Too many
Because
complaints.
Everybody kept turning them down. Too many complaints, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bean would want it. Bean would ask for it specifically.
Hells yeah.
We also have Miss Double D.
Yes, we do.
All 10 of them, the final 10.
All 20 of them.
Are up at the website. All 10 women are up at the website right now, kevinandbean.com. And you go and you can click on any of the pictures and you can vote. The voting is last through, I believe, next week. And we're going to start having them in today so that we can interview them, find out a few things about them. They can show us their talent.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have a jump rope and somebody who does the shots without her hands.
Okay.
So you got that going on. By the way, we were talking in the other room. Shot without your hands? Not that hard.
Really easy to do.
Don't care. Still fascinated. And we have your tickets for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas as
Yay!
Well. Matter of fact, we're going to give you your first chance to win in about a half hour. How about that?
Excellent.
So keep listening for that. Right now, we're going to take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
All right, party people, here's the deal. The shows are sold out Saturday and Sunday, December 10th and 11th at the Gimson Amphitheater, talking about the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. But we have tickets every day on the Kevin and Bean Show that you can win, including right now. What's the plan? What are we looking for here?
We are looking for people who have any kind of trivia question about any of the bands on either night.
Okay.
So you pick any of the bands, Blink-182, Bush, Chevelle, Incubus. You pick the Black Keys, Florence and the Machine, Jane's Addiction, and we have Rodney come in early, occasionally, Rodney on the Rock, and he's pretty much an encyclopedia of music. There's nothing you know that he won't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could call up and stump Rodney, then you will get put in the drawing, and then Lisa will do the drawing, and we'll find somebody that will get a pair of tickets.
How does Rodney keep up with all the current bands as much as he does? Like, how does he know as much about
to do? What else?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the deal,
I guess.
He sits
at Cantor's, and he just reads Spin. That's what he does.
That's true.
All right. If you can stump Rodney, we're looking for legitimate trivia questions, not minutia. We always like to make that distinction. If it's what color shirt was the guy of the Black Keys wearing in that one video, no, we're not interested in that. But if you got something juicy, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You'll have a chance to play for your tickets to choose a night for Acoustic Christmas after the top of the hour. Ralph is here, too. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
I heard minutia is the special guest night, too.
I don't think that's a
band. Yeah, they're good.
Band.
Saw them at the pond when they opened for the dillweeds.
Why were you looking at me when you came up with that?
You're a dillweed. It is Tuesday. Sorry.
Yes, meh.
That means new releases, CDs, DVDs, and TV on DVD. Once again, speaking of TV, I know you guys don't watch the PBS. We brought this up before yesterday, and I was talking about the Woody Allen documentary. But there's been a series on PBS called America in Primetime that talks about the changes in television between the 50s and 60s, sort of when it was established versus shows now. So they had a show this week on what was called the Crusaders, you know, guys in law enforcement and medical profession, that kind of stuff. And they did behind the scenes on Dexter and The Shield and The Wire and Homicide on the Streets NYPD Blue. And they just talked about how different a character like Sipowicz is, for example, than Joe Friday from Dragnet, who was this square by the book cop, and a guy like Sipowicz, which just would beat a confession out of you before he gave you a lawyer and stuff. Fascinating stuff. I think it's in reruns this week, so if you're a TV geek like I am, you may want to check it. It was really a good documentary series.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
I did take your cue, Ralph, and set up to tape the Woody Allen. I know they repeated part one last night. I'm very excited to see that new documentary you told us about.
Great show. New releases.
Exciting story.
New releases, because it is Tuesday, on CD. You can pick up the new Daughtry CD, Break the Spell.
Or not, right?
Already did. I already broke the spell.
Too late.
Out of it. I'm not under your spell anymore, Chris Daughtry. Talk That Talk by Rihanna. Elevate by Big Time Rush. Immortal, the deluxe edition by Michael Jackson. Michael's got a new CD out.
What?
I'm glad to hear that. That's good. Songbook by Chris Cornell. Born This Way, the remix by Lady Gaga. The Muppets by The Muppets. Songs used in the movie. Soundtrack to the film's coming out.
Including Smells Like Teen Spirit, by the way, which the Muppets do in the film.
Done as a barbershop quartet.
Is that true?
It is true.
Huh.
New DVDs, Super 8. J.J. Abrams films available on DVD today. A Madea Christmas. Oh, good. Oh, Madea Christmas.
It's going to be good.
That's how my family celebrates every year. We get around the television and watch that classic Christmas special. Conan the Barbarian, the new one, with Jason Momoa.
And
Rachel Nichols. Ice Age, a mammoth Christmas special. Wasn't that just on television? Or is it yet to be on television?
I don't know.
Coming up soon, if it isn't already on. Spy Kids 4, Beauty and the Beast, the Enchanted Christmas Edition. Man, they're just working this.
Wow.
And The Devil's Double, which if you haven't seen, is a remarkable film.
Oh, finally. I've been wanting to see that.
Greatly enjoyed. It's about the what's his name? Udo Hussein, I think, the son of one of Saddam Hussein, one of Saddam Hussein's sons, who was like a Scarface type gangster and lived his life that way. Thought himself quite the Scarface type gangster, and what he did was found a guy from the rank and file of the army that looked like him, and then forced the guy to undergo a series of plastic surgeries to be his decoy, basically, his body double.
Wow.
It's based on the true story of this guy who had to become Hussein's kid's body double. And it's a fascinating story. Dominic Cooper plays both roles, and it's a remarkable performance. It really is. So check it out if you haven't seen The Devil's Double. TV on DVD, Doctor Who, the complete sixth series, is available for your viewing enjoyment. Well, they were on again, then they were off again, then they were on again, they were off again. But now apparently they're on again. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. Apparently, they've had a change of heart about tying the knot. Sounds like Cutler got down on one knee, popped the question, and broke his thumb. The wedding's back on track. They haven't set a date yet, but their reps are saying they're over the moon with happiness.
Again.
Of course they are. They began dating in September of 2010, then they got engaged last April, split up in July, then reconnected in September when she started dancing on Dancing with the Stars, and apparently now love has blossomed yet once again. So,
I wonder what the success rate is of relationships that have such rocky starts. Do you get it all out of your system and then things are good? Or are you setting yourself up for a pattern forever of, hey, this isn't going to work, let's break up?
I'd guess not so much.
I would guess the second, too. And he's a professional sports player.
Although he's got a lot of time on his hands now.
Let's bet on over under Kim Kardashian. Over under 72
days. They'll get over
past 72 days.
Yeah.
If they ever even get married, though, who knows?
Speaking of porn star Kim Kardashian, she is so shattered by her pending divorce from her beloved Chris Humphries that really she's just been a wreck.
Yeah.
The only way she could possibly calm
her troubled heart was to show up like the publicity whore that she is on Dancing with the Stars last night. Her brother Rob Kardashian is still in the competition, so she showed up along with giant sister Khloe and mom Kris. They all wore matching black tuxedos in the audience.
Hey, look at me.
Wow. Oh, look at me so much. Please look at me.
Wow.
Look at all three of us. Look at us. Look, 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 look.
Stop doing that.
Look, they said.
Matching tuxedos.
Wow. No word yet on who will be voted off. I guess that's tonight's show. But Rob Kardashian, apparently top of the leaderboard.
That's crazy that he's still in it in the top three when we all thought he'd be the first to go.
J.R. Martinez, of course, still in the running, and Ricky Lake still battling as well.
This season's been going on since 2000,
yes.
I want to say.
Yeah. That, yeah. I remember it was right after the Supreme Court declared Bush president.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
when they first started. The first dance was after that. Remember it. And how would you like to spend a night on the yacht where Natalie Wood died?
No, seriously.
Beans a yes, the rest of us are a no.
Yeah. The Splendor, the name of the yacht that famously 30 years ago Natalie Wood disappeared from. She was found the next day, drowned. Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken were on the trip as well. The Splendor is now available for rent.
Oh, no.
You can spend a three-hour tour or rent the yacht and spend the whole night out on the open seas if you like.
You pay extra for the Natalie Woods treatment?
I think
you're looking to take yourself out?
I think you have to pay more to not get the Natalie Woods treatment. apparently, some dude picked up the boat at a boat show here in Los Angeles, had it refurbished. Now he's got it anchored in Honolulu and said people have been calling him nonstop about booking it. There are a lot of creepy people like Bean in the world.
That'd be sweet.
Want to be near the death zone.
Yeah.
Wow.
The boat will be ready to charter in the next two or three weeks. And if you want to make a reservation, you can go to Splendor7 at AOL.com. Splendor spelled O-U-R, by the way, the English way.
Ah,
make sure you spell it right if you want to spend a night on the death boat.
The boat that eats,
as I'm calling it.
You can just buy a one-way ticket, though, right? You don't have to come back.
That's true. And sad news, Snooki and her boyfriend Gianni apparently have split up.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I thought they'd make it forever.
I did, too. In Touch Weekly reports that she kicked Gianni to the curb.
We should have her on to talk about it.
We should. She's a fascinating interview. Seems like Nicole has lost a ton of weight recently, and she thinks she looks so good now she can date someone famous.
Wrong.
She said to friends.
Yeah, she sure doesn't.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
So she got rid of Gianni and is ready now for someone famous to come along so she can up her celebrity quotient just a touch.
She has lost a lot of weight, but she still is so thin and just so thick that she looks like a square.
So thin and so thick.
How can you be thin and
thick? No, I mean short. She's so short.
Yeah.
And but still big. You know what I mean? Even though she's lost a lot of weight, she's shaped like a square now.
I see.
Yeah, she was just a heavier square. That's true.
Right,
no matter how much she loses, she's still going to be a smaller.
She's a fire plug.
Square.
Today's celebrity birthdays: guitarist, actor, Little Steven Van Zandt from E Street Band and Sopranos. 61 years old today. By the way, Springsteen announced a new E Street Band record and new tour next year.
How about that?
Yeah. Clarence Clemens has yet to comment. Jamie Lee Curtis is 53 years old today. Marielle Hemingway turns 50. Mark Ruffalo is 44 years old today. Our buddy Michael Kenneth Williams from Boardwalk Empire plays Chalky on that show. And, of course, he was Omar on The Wire. He was featured on that special I was talking about last night. They were talking about Omar on The Wire special.
That's great.
45 years old today. Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs is 33. And Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh.
Good old ScarJo celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We're going to talk all things Muppets with Jason Segel coming
all
up later
right.
in the hour.
I love the Kevin Muppets.
Hang on, Rodney.
And right
Gonzo,
now, our friend.
Great Gonzo. All right.
Rodney Bingenheimer.
Yeah,
legendary
rock on.
Late Sunday night program here on the world famous K-Rock.
All
Rodney,
right.
You've been working at the station for 40 years now and still
I
love the rock
love
music,
the
right?
love the 90s and the 80s.
Right?
The
How about
70s.
Now? You familiar with the bands that are playing at the K-Rock Almost Christmas show coming up in a few weeks here?
Is it the 80s still?
It's not.
No. But we like the. You're into the Black Keys and Blink 182 and Noel Gallagher, bands like that, right?
I love the Keys.
Oh, all right, good.
Florida Keys.
Nope.
Skeleton Keys.
Nope. 1-800-520-1067.
Songs in the Key of Life.
If you've got trivia about the Acoustic Christmas bands, it's your chance to stump Rodney.
All right.
Can you stump Rodney? Yeah.
wigwam bam.
All right. Rodney on the Rock Show. Listen, thanks for tuning in.
Rodney, it's not your show. We're just doing a little feature
David
where people
Cassidy
call in with
and Brian Wilson stopping
trivia.
By later.
Nope, that's not happening.
We're doing a duet. Love will keep us together.
Okay, thank you, Rodney. All in right. The unlikely event that someone is able to stump you, they're able to ask a question you don't know the answer to, we're going to put them in a drawing. Lisa, would you mind keeping track in case somebody stumps Rodney to find out who wins? We'll do a drawing.
All right, but I don't see the point.
I know. I understand.
Let's begin with Sid, who has a question. Hi, Sid.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Sid.
Say hi to Rodney.
All right.
What up, Rodney?
All right.
What's your question?
What was Social Distortion's first single that came out on the EP?
Der Kommissar.
No, that's incorrect.
Yeah. Do you really think it's Der Kommissar? That's really your guess?
Alistar Der Kommissar?
Sid, is that what's the actual answer?
1945.
Okay, so you did stump Rodney. You are in the drawing for the tickets.
I win. What did I win?
Is that the first time that's ever happened where they stumped Rodney?
I don't remember another time.
You don't win. This is for the listener.
What did I win?
This is not you. This is
all
for the
right.
listener. Let's go
we
to
have
John-
a winner.
Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hi,
looking for trivia about acoustic Christmas bands. Rodney is here to stump.
All right, Rodney. What was Young the Giant first known as? What was their band name first?
Bananarama. All right.
Was it Bananarama, Jonathan?
Well, that was close, but it was actually the Jakes.
What did I win?
You won nothing. Jonathan is in the drawing.
All right, but Jonathan.
But you didn't
win.
We
won.
You didn't win anything.
You and me.
Let's go to
buddy.
Let's go to AJ. Hi, AJ.
Right.
Morning, guys.
Rodney on the Rock Show. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Nope. It's Kevin and me. Joe, before
Bengals
you ask the question.
On.
Okay, hold on. Listen, Rodney. I want you to, before you answer, you to listen to Marcel's question and then think about it for a second. See if you can come up with an answer that might be right rather than just naming a band from the 80s. Okay?
Funky Town.
It's AJ.
Okay, let's hear Marcel's question here.
Or AJ.
AJ.
Or AJ, whoever we're talking to. Yeah.
AJ. All right. My question is, what is the name of Blink-182's original drummer?
Bob Geldof.
Is it Bob Geldof?
All right.
No, it's Scott Rayner.
Scott Rayner. Yeah. That's close. Hold on.
Rodney, did you really think it was Bob Geldof, the guy from the Boomtown Rats? You really thought it was him?
He cured hunger.
I don't think that happened.
All right.
He raised money with Live Aid. That's what he did.
Do they know it's Christmas?
I did go out of order, Bean, so let's go back.
My favorite Christmas song.
Go back and pick up Marcel. Hi, Marcel.
Hey,
all right.
Hi,
Marcel was a mime.
Will you stop talking for 1 second?
That's what they said to Marcel Marceau.
Marcel, what's your question?
All right.
What's the name of the original bassist for Incubus?
Original bassist?
Bassist for Incubus.
Ooh, it sounds like he's thinking about it.
I know.
It's going to be a first.
Billy Vera and the Beaters.
That's the name of bassist.
Okay, they did the theme song for Family Ties. I don't think they have anything to do with Incubus, okay?
Buster Poindexter.
Marcel, is it either of those?
No, it's Dirk Lance.
Rodney, anything? No?
Houdini?
Yeah. No, he already gave us the answer. Thank you, Marcel. Hold on.
All right. So far, if I'm keeping track correctly here, everybody has stumped you, Rodney. You haven't known the answer to any of the questions from the listeners.
All right.
I think... Why you
Shalimar.
And I think Steve has one you might be able to get because I believe this is pretty well known. Steve, hi.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bear and Kelly?
All right.
Steve.
Stump Rodney,
Kevin
Steve. Good
Bear.
Luck.
All right. Out of all the bands on night two, Flea was a member of what band?
Spandau Ballet.
Not one of the bands on night two.
Right.
You have to pick from night two. He said of all the bands on night two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should have guessed AC/DC.
That's a good point. Hey, don't give Rodney ways to be funny.
Survivor.
It's not Survivor.
No. It was Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar to you now that you've heard it, though, right, Rodney?
Night Ranger.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Men at Work.
Let's do one more.
What did I win?
Nobody's won anything yet. Somebody's going to get tickets here in a minute, but we're going to take one more contestant, Rodney.
But you're not going to win anything.
They'd like tickets. Rodney. Call the Rodney and the Rock Show.
Jose, hi.
1-800-520.
Hi, morning.
Hi.
1067.
Okay, Rodney. What's your question, Jose?
My question is, what is the latest album from the Black Keys?
Kaja Goo Goo.
Is it Kaja Goo Goo?
Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Is it Kid Creole and the Coconuts?
No, it's not.
What is it?
Brothers.
Brothers.
Kylie Minogue?
Does that ring a bell? Stop saying things. He just said Brothers.
All right.
He just said the answer is Brothers.
All right, Bronski Beat.
So...
All right. Congratulations. You have lost some stuff, Rodney. You are in the drawing. Okay. It's going to be Sid or Jonathan, Marcel, AJ, Steve, or Jose, Lisa May. Who wins tickets to their choice of nights for the Almost Acoustic Christmas
Concert? Baltimore.
The winner is Marcel.
All right.
Marcel.
Oh, no way.
All right. The Plimsolls.
Marcel, what night?
Night one, definitely.
You got it. You'll be there. Thank you, Rodney.
Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Stop saying that!
Thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on our Tuesday. Just yesterday at krock.com or kevinandbean.com, we unveiled the top 10 finalists vying for the crown of Miss Double December 2012. And it is a fantastic batch. Did you see the numbers, Kevin? Thousands of people already been online and voted for their favorite.
I didn't see. I know I voted thousands of times.
Well, you're only allowed to vote once per day per contestant, but it is a great turnout so far, and we are going to be meeting the girls, and you'll get a chance to hear them being interviewed, and we also will be having their talents done in studio, and then we're putting that video up at the website, too, so it's a great time to regularly check back with krock.com. We'll have the lovely Kyla and Andy in our studio later on today and see what they've got to say. Of course, the pageant to decide who wears the crown happens December 2nd in Fullerton. Once again, we're coming on down to the Slide Bar. Hope you can make it.
Or you can watch it online.
Yes, and a lot of people do that.
Right now, start for the Afro Line, 323-520 AFRO, 24 hours a day. You can leave us a message. Any topic is fine, including remembering the good old days.
Hey, do you guys remember that time Psycho Mike was on the show and almost every bit was hilarious? Yeah, you guys remember that? Hey, you guys remember that time Beer Mug came in and took over Psycho Mike's job and then it just sucks and Beer Mug's just not funny and he's just a douche?
Amen. Hey. Amen.
Do we remember the time? Yes, we do. We were talking about people who hate Prius owners.
I hate Prius owners. I have an Earth tattoo on my hand, and I can't stand these people. They drive around and they think that, I drive an eco-friendly car, so I can drive like an asshole. No, guess what, douchebag? You're a piece of Prius that's ugly as driving at freeway speeds or higher, which is what they tend to do. Driving like assholes, uses up more fuel than a BMW M3, you idiot. So quit driving like a sucker.
Wow.
Lisa, you really tapped into something when you pointed out how much Prius owners were hated. You were right about that.
I didn't know it until we started talking about my accident, and all of a sudden everybody's pointing fingers at me. That's because you drive like an ass.
Well, yeah, because your poor driving caused a multi-car pileup. That's why.
Damn me for stopping behind a car that was stopped.
What happened? The car in front of you was stopped.
Yeah.
And then a guy hit you from behind.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa May. I just heard that you had an accident, but I'm so glad to hear that you're okay. But let me just tell you that if I rear end you, I guarantee you won't walk away. Yeah? Yeah, see? You're not going to be able to walk. Because I'd wreck that.
I'm
not sure I got it. We had a fantastic interview with Dan Henderson from the UFC last week ahead of his big
gripping
fight. It was great.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I got to be honest with you. Before the Dan Henderson interview, I was kind of a fence sitter on the UFC. But afterwards, I'm a huge fan now. F you guys. Bring Snooki back.
How dare you?
It's sad that Snooki now looks good in comparison to the Henderson interview.
Although the Henderson fight was un-effing believable. I hope you saw that, because that
I want to piggyback on what Dave put up as picture of the day yesterday. Anyone who is still convinced there's a Kevin and Bean curse, F you, by the way. Omar Gonzalez was on last week from the Los Angeles Galaxy. They won the MLS Cup over the weekend. We talked to Dan Henderson. He won his UFC fight. So where's your curse now?
Nothing against Omar Gonzalez personally, but seriously, you spend 15 minutes talking about soccer? Holy crap! The ladies' golf team over at UCLA would like to get some time on the air, too. Maybe you can squeeze them in, you know, sometime earlier this week. Soccer?
How dare you?
Do you guys need some extra tampons, too?
Ooh.
Come on. We talked to one guy one time before the championship.
How dare you?
Take it easy. So this girl's watching TV, and it makes her think of Bean.
Slithers on AMC right now. Hey, what kind of things did you do on Slithers?
So she's watching that movie, and it makes her think of the moment with Bean.
And now, a moment with Bean. Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
That was a moment with Bean.
That is pretty strong.
That's us on the air with the Elizabeth Banks, the star of the Slither movie, and perhaps I should have just avoided that whole line of questioning.
And finally...
Oh, my God. I'm so cup. I fill you up. I fill you up. Oh, I'm going to love my neck. Thanks, guys.
Red Solo Cup.
It's a real song, by the way.
I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
Singing about the little plastic cup.
You Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Let me ask you this. After we started playing some of this last week and Ralph was making fun of it and going on his tirade, didn't you hear from hundreds of people who said, God damn you to hell, yep. I can't get that song out of my head. Like, they thought about it all weekend long.
It's always the worst songs, the Friday song. It's always the worst songs that get stuck in your head.
So you're welcome.
So you're welcome. Jason Segel is next. Party.
Proceed to party.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q and it is 6:34.
You know, we're going to talk to Jason Segel here in a minute about the Muppet movie on the Kevin and Bean Show. But first, we have about 30 seconds to kill or so. What are you guys making down there anyway?
What you making? Fruitcake.
Nice work.
What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries. Red dye number two. Green cherries. Green ones too. It's fruitcake.
It really is the most wonderful time of the year when you can play the Fred Snyder song Fruitcake, isn't it?
Is there a worse song about any topic, though?
Pecans or walnuts.
You.
Citrus peel.
Whether you like fruitcake or not, lots no one does. Stuff. This is a terrible song.
And what you feel.
If you're Fred Snyder, I don't want to eat your fruitcake.
That's not a euphemism. Oh. You know, he's actually talking about fruitcake, right?
Oh, all right.
That's the best holiday song that's come out in the last 50 years, if you want my personal opinion. All right, welcome in on the Kevin and Bean Show. We could not be more excited to announce that tomorrow is the day you have been waiting for. The Muppets movie opens. Jason Segel back on the show, back on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking all things Muppets. Where's my little... There we go. Hey, Jason. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sorry I can't be there in person. I always like coming in and hanging with you guys.
We like having you as well.
You are very sweet to say that, and I know you've been unbelievably busy with all this publicity you've been doing. But before we talk about the Muppets... Yep. I have to bring up your SNL hosting duties this past weekend,
yeah.
which by the way, it's been, in my opinion, a kind of an uneven season. I think it was one of the best of the year. You did a fantastic job.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, really, really a great job.
Thanks. It's so scary, and I still haven't watched it back, so I don't know. Like any live sketch comedy show, there's going to be ups and downs, but I think we came out pretty good. It was pretty funny.
Just take Bean's congratulations as the final word on it.
Yeah.
No, but the sketch that you were in, and I know it's a recurring sketch that, you know, Paul Rudd debuted with the kissing family. For folks who haven't seen it, this is a family that is uber affectionate, and they don't just kiss each other. They tongue kiss each other. You made out with Fred Armisen and then with Paul Rudd back to back. What seemed like a minute, you were in Paul Rudd's mouth. How do you? I mean, look, you're doing it for the comedy, but what's that like?
I feel like Paul Rudd and I have been on a collision course for a makeout for about 10 years.
Is that right?
We've done 4 movies together. One of them was called "I Love You, Man."
Yeah.
There's been a lot of underlying tension, and finally we got it out.
The stars finally aligned.
It was just hilarious. So, folks, check that out. And also check out Jason's Andre the Giant Orders Ice Cream sketch, which was great, too. But let's move on to the...
Hello, lady. Everybody want the peanut?
Let's move on to the Muppets. By now, anybody who's even half paying attention know that this is a labor of love for you. This is something you've been wanting to do probably since you were old enough to think about making movies and television shows. The Muppets has been on your mind, right?
Yeah. On my list of childhood dreams was to work with the Muppets, but I never thought it would be, like, quite in this capacity. I wrote the movie and I produced it and I kind of spearheaded the effort to get it made. But I don't know, like, when you're a young comedian, the Muppets are the gateway to comedy. They're your first version of comedy that feels like a little bit dangerous and subversive, and it leads to Monty Python and SNL as you get older. But as a kid, it really does shape who you want to be as a comedian.
Now, was it difficult at the beginning when you were going around going, come on, guys, Muppets. I'm going to write it. And everybody's going, yeah, Muppets. Yeah.
Well, here was the big issue. Well, first of all, the Muppets were kind of languishing when I first found them.
Yeah.
I think think that when Mr. Henson died, it lost its driving force. But those first three movies and The Muppet Show, those were the movies that I grew up on, and they meant so much to me, and it just felt like important for me to bring them back. The big worry, I think, from other people's point of view, was that I was doing it with a sense of irony.
Yeah.
Like I was going to, it was like Jason Segel doing The Muppets with a wink, wink.
Oh, you're not going to mock them, are you? Is that
right,
what they were saying?
Yeah. That's exactly. That's how, that's what people were worried about. And it doesn't take long in talking to me to see that's not what was going to happen. And when you see the Muppet movie, I watch it all the time because I'm super weird, the one I made. It's like a proper love letter to the Muppets. It is just saying thank you.
Wait a minute. So you did Saturday Night Live. You haven't watched it yet. But you've watched the Muppet movie many times.
I sit alone in my house like a weirdo, like Howard Hughes, just watching myself act.
All right, Jason's gone bye-bye is what's happened here. This is going to sound like a really weird question, but knowing how you feel about the Muppets, I'm sure you've thought about this. You start to believe they're real when you're working with them, don't you? Even though you can see that there's a guy who's got his hand up a piece of felt's ass, you still believe in Kermit and believe in Piggy and Gonzo and everybody, right?
Suspension of disbelief kicks in really quick. I'll tell you, it's actually not just a jokey point. There's something kind of interesting about it. A kid, it happens instantly. They come and they're looking right at Kermit, even though there's a puppeteer right there.
Right.
They're looking right in Kermit's eyes. For a grown-up, I'd say it takes like 10 minutes, and then next thing you know, you're looking at Kermit. And I think that it's the thing that sets the Muppets apart. You will never meet Shrek. Like, Shrek lives in a computer,
right?
You know? But the Muppets exist in our world, and so there is this, like, in the subconscious idea, like, oh, I could be friends with Kermit. You know, like, I might meet him.
All right, Jason really has gone bye-bye.
Guys, I'm telling you.
There's no chance I'm ever going to meet Kermit the Frog and become friends with him. You know that, right?
Dude, we will come into the studio.
Hey, Jason did it. Jason met Kermit.
I challenge you right now that if I bring Kermit the Frog into the studio, you will not feel a little bit like how you felt when you were 10 years old.
All right. I guess
it's hard to argue. It is hard to argue with that. I mean, look, who doesn't love Kermit? But you told Rolling Stone magazine, and please, I'd like you to elaborate on this, that you actually cried when you met Kermit. True story?
Yeah. All right, listen, guys. Yeah,
don't tell everyone that story.
It was the table reading, the first table reading. They brought the puppets out, and Kermit said a line that I had written, and my childhood idol was saying something that I had written, and I burst into tears. Unfortunately, what was really awkward is that I'm the producer of the movie, and everyone else in the room is looking at me like, there's no way this guy can produce this movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's a mess.
He's already a mess. He's crying when he sees Kermit.
Dude, we went to Mexico to do this international press tour, and a 45-year-old grown man is interviewing Kermit, and I'm watching, and I can see what's about to happen. Like, his lip is quivering, and he's trying not to do it, and all of a sudden, this dude bursts into tears and starts like muttering in Spanish. He's like, "Ay, Dios mío, Dios mío," and he's hugging Kermit, and I'm like, "Oh, a kindred spirit." And I go over and I'm like, kind of like trying to comfort him and like rubbing his back a little bit. And I look around, and everyone else in the room is just like mortified.
Awesome.
No idea what's going on.
Well, no one does actually.
What kind of bizarre world is Jason Segel living in? All right, before we let you go, and the Muppet movie, of course, opens everywhere Wednesday, the great Amy Adams, Chris Cooper, Oscar winner in the movie, the beautiful Rashida Jones. We have a clip from the film. Kevin, do we need to set this one up? What are we doing here?
I'm sorry, what, Jason?
I said Chris Cooper raps in this movie.
He raps?
Nice.
Fantastic.
I got Academy Award winner Chris Cooper to rap.
What?
It's like the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Was that a different? We don't have time for the clip being because he has to go, unfortunately. But
okay.
Jason, what was that a song you wrote?
No, you know, we got Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords to write the music.
Oh, right.
Which was a perfect match. So all of the new Muppet songs, we have some of the old Muppet songs we grew up on, but the ones that Brett McKenzie wrote, they're genius. I honestly think he should be nominated for an Academy Award.
I love it.
Well, the reviews are just crazy good for this movie. We're so excited. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend, Jason. You've always been very kind with your time here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Best of luck to you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Bring in Kermit. Okay, bye. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:52.
Our friend Petros Papadakis joins us on the Kevin Beach Show coming up next hour. Don't forget, we also have more tickets for you to choose your night for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. That'll be happening before the end of the show as well. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on, man?
Stuff.
Kind of stuff.
You know, Michaela Salahi, she is the woman who, when she was, she's still married to Tariq Salahi, but when they were together, they got famous for being the White House crashers.
Oh, yeah.
Crashed that party, and then they went on to Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. She was a star of that. And both just had desperate fame whores, and she ditched him famously, left him. Without really telling him where she was going.
Did she kind of say, I'll be right back?
Yeah, I got to get my hair done. And then 3 days later, after he contacted police, he found out she had dumped him for Neil Schon of Journey, the guitarist for Journey. Now she's a Journey groupie following him around the world, and they're very much in love. So Tariq, who recently, by the way, was on the undercard for the celebrity boxing a couple weeks ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, they're still doing that.
He isn't happy about them. So he has fired off an angry letter to Michaela Salahi and Neil Schon, saying they publicly humiliated him. He also claims Journey's concert ticket sales have skyrocketed because of the publicity that his soon-to-be ex-wife has given Journey.
Sure.
As a result of the scandal.
They were just waiting for that spark.
And he says that his wife left him with $2 million worth of debt. So he is understandably bitter. And now is suing them, wants to be compensated for his pain and anguish to the tune of $17 million.
Wow.
Wow. That's baloney.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense, no. I don't think you can just sue your wife's new boyfriend because she left you and because you're angry. If that was the case, everybody would be suing everybody all the time.
Yeah.
So, I'll keep track of that lawsuit for you, but I thought it was funny.
I'm guessing Journey didn't get any new fans because she's following the
band.
Now,
wait a minute. That girl from that bad reality show is dating that old guitarist? Now I want to hear them.
I'll go see the Filipino kid singing Steve Perry songs.
And I'll see the cover band.
It's strangely off-putting.
Celebrities are better than us, and not just because they're more beautiful and talented and have more money, but because they're smarter. Because they can run their lives better than we can.
That's bullshit.
For example, Michelle Williams.
Yes.
Star of Dawson's Creek and then many feature films after that. Currently starring in a movie called My Week with Marilyn about Marilyn Monroe. Says she saves precious minutes in the morning by eating her breakfast in the shower.
Oh, genius.
How busy are you?
Genius.
Wow.
Think of the time you would save if you ate your breakfast in the shower.
That's bullshit.
She said it started with coffee. Then she moved on to smoothies and has now morphed into a variety of food. She eats every kind of breakfast food in the shower. Imagine eating cereal and the water's just flowing over in your bowl and the milk is all watery now.
Excellent diet.
She can't be in that much of a rush.
She had a life
that
you don't know about because she's a celebrity and is better than you.
But doesn't she have a little baby or a young child in home? Couldn't she eat when she eats with the kid or
you
something?
You don't know anything about raising children, do you? You don't have any time to eat when they are up and they need to be taken care of. So she saves time by eating in the shower.
Sure limits your choice of breakfast food, doesn't it?
She says she eats all breakfast foods in the shower now. She's learned
pancakes?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Smart guy. Guy who is not a celebrity who doesn't know how to run your life efficiently. Yes. You don't know. You don't run your life as efficiently as regular people, let alone celebrities.
How dare you?
She said the best part is now if she makes herself an icy smoothie in the morning, if she's in a rush and she makes a fruit smoothie.
Yes.
She doesn't get cold while drinking it because she's in the hot shower. Once again, a little extra byproduct of being a celebrity genius.
I gotta
tell you. Sounds sexy.
I don't drink those in the morning because it makes me cold.
Well, now you got an answer.
Try it in the shower.
See? Now I know how to do it.
Now Michelle Williams
has
saved your life.
Better than me.
That's right. She's better than you, and you can learn from her. Even though Kevin's like, oh, I don't need information from Michelle Williams.
I just learned something.
Oh, pancake?
Seriously.
Wesley Snipes having a rough, couple years, actually.
What's the update on him? Jail? No jail?
He is currently in prison. He's at the McKean Federal Correctional Institution in Pennsylvania, serving out his 3-year sentence for tax evasion. Just got slapped with a suit by American Express yesterday. They're hitting him for an unpaid $30,000 credit card tab that he ran up before he went into jail.
Oh.
So now they want their money.
It's not like he's going to die, so he just goes, hey, I'm just going to run up a credit card, and then he'll never get me.
I think maybe he didn't expect to go to prison.
Oh, he thought he could make the money to pay it off. Yeah.
Right. He was spending, and he assumed he'd probably get probation or make out some sort of financial deal. I don't think he ever believed that he was going to serve time for these tax evasion charges. So he thought he would, you know, be out and about and keep making money, and then he'd just pay off the credit card bill. But when they put him inside, it limited his money-making opportunities, I believe.
You do get like 75 cents an hour.
Yeah. Making license plates, I don't think, pays off your Amex bill. So it's tough times. Tough times for Wesley Snipes. And this is just sad on every level. You ever watch that Teen Mom show? It's just so depressing, that Teen Mom show.
Not for any amount of time.
Where Dr. Drew impregnates this girl?
Yeah, Dr. Drew gets a bunch of teenagers pregnant.
He doesn't get anyone pregnant.
And then he says, oh, you should consider yourself lucky. You've got Drew seed in you.
That's what
he
says.
Then he puts him on Life Changers, gives him all breast exams.
Nope, never.
Then he puts him in rehab and gives him drugs so he can get them off drugs.
How dare you?
And then he makes them call into some late night radio program. Anyway, one of the girls from that, this Caitlin Lowry, who's just a train wreck, just a miserable train wreck, she has launched her own clothing company.
All right.
Based on her son, her toddler son. Named Isaac. It's the Isaac Elliott Collection. It is a line of children's clothing based on Isaac's preferences.
Isaac's preferences?
Yes. What Isaac likes to wear, she's got a clothing line based on what Isaac likes to wear. I guess pimping your kid is so much easier than getting a job.
Sure.
You lazy slob. So, people apparently are criticizing her for pimping out her kid and using him to promote a line of toddler clothing.
Okay. Good times.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Little Steven from the E Street Band and the Sopranos, 61 years old today. Jamie Lee Curtis celebrates her 53rd birthday. Marielle Hemingway celebrates 50. Michael Kenneth Williams from Boardwalk Empire and The Wire is 45 years old. Mark Ruffalo, soon to be seen in The Avengers as Bruce Banner.
Soon when soon?
Next summer?
That's not soon, dude.
That's soon. You can wait 6 months for the Avengers.
Can't wait 6 months for anything.
You don't even know what month it is. Doesn't matter. Mark Ruffalo, by the way. Bruce Banner, who, of course, is...
The Incredible Hulk.
That's right. Well done, fellas.
Please.
A little test there.
Don't insult us.
Karen O of Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs is 33 years old, and Scarlett Johansson is 27. I think she's in that movie, too, by the way.
Fantastic.
She's the Black Widow, I believe, in that film. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. Petros Papadakis in studio from the very popular Petros and Money radio show heard all across this great land of ours. Hi, P. How are you, man?
Hey, what's popping with y'all?
You're joining us in Fullerton. You're going to be one of our special guest judges on December 2nd for the Miss Double December pageant.
Let me tell you something. Last year, somehow, I was excluded and excised from the entire process, and I was a little resentful, little bitter. And
but the year before, you were all hands. That was the problem.
All hands? What are you talking about? Like, I was bad touch Petros? I was touching the girls? I wasn't BTP. I wasn't doing anything like that.
You were touching Bean a lot, though, I remember.
Well, that's okay, though, right? Yeah, I mean, I'm a physical guy. I'm a football player. I want to put my hands on people. I want to touch them. I want to feel the contours of their body. Like, I was touching and beer mug earlier, right? Beer mug?
I gotta be awesome. Yes. I have to be honest.
You have to be awesome every day when you wake up. That is your job.
We had Steve-O last year, so.
Exactly.
And we made the right choice.
Yeah. So okay. I got basically big leagued by a guy that staples his balls to his thigh. Thank you.
That's right.
I really appreciate it.
Well, now we don't have Steve-O, so we'd like you to come back down.
This year you can't get Steve-O or the guy that played Fat Bastard in Austin Powers. Right. So I'm coming out.
Please.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
I will be there. I love Fullerton. I will be there. I will drink a Bloody Mary. I will judge your giant breasted women for Christmas time, and I will feel great about it.
Well, the slide bar is it's our home away from home for the Miss Double December pageant.
It's a great event.
It's a great restaurant. It's a great bar. They couldn't be more awesome to welcome us out there every year. We're very excited about coming down there. But make your plans to be there in person on December 2nd. Or if you can't, of course, you can watch it. We'll be webcasting again this year. Hey, P, before we talk about college football, which is why you're here today.
Sure.
You mentioned a beer mug when you walked in that you had the opportunity to either watch his video at KROQ.com or listen to his interview.
I heard it on the radio on the way up. And I'm not going to lie. I had to hit the volume. down.
Did it turn
yeah,
down?
Yeah, right.
Was it painful for you to see poor Matt Kemp go through that?
It made me cringe a little bit. And you know what?
Matt could not have been nicer, though.
He exactly.
Just played along.
He really, really, he did the Lord's work.
He did.
Helping Beer Mug out. And look, you know, I do a lot of, I'm a nice guy, and I travel to a lot of these colleges, and I'm often solicited by the student radio station and, hey, could you come on and come on our show on, you know, I love the ColoradoBuffaloes.com or whatever. And I do it. And I would say Beer Mug is better than those guys. Almost.
Head and shoulders.
No.
No, not head and shoulders.
I mean, you know, I just, Beer Mug, just, for, you got to know what you're going to ask and just ask it. You don't have to say, let me ask you a question every time.
But for Beer Mug, that was a tour de force. I mean, compared to other interviews that he's done, you know, that was a 10.
I've heard a lot of Beer Mug's work over the years.
Right.
And this disappointed me because I thought he had more in him for this. But that's okay. You know what? He's not finished. He can come interview me or other sports luminaries, and we'll get him all shaped up.
I love that you say that Beer Mug is almost as good as people who have no broadcast experience that you deal with in college radio.
Students call games. You know, they show up. They give them the little broadcast booth. They have their little headsets that they make with toilet paper rolls.
Sure,
they're in good shape. It was fine. It was. It just could have been.
It's just you're a Dodger fan, so of course
I am. I am a fan of a concise and clear interview.
Okay, all right.
That's
not Beerbug's strength.
But I'm telling you,
he did a great job.
Did
Why did you
job.
Ask me this? I just mentioned it on the
you
air.
Brought it up.
I didn't. He brought it up. I brought it up off the air.
Oh,
I don't want to sit here and sushi
okay.
chef Beer Mug's interview. Butcher
well, let's
move on.
Let's talk about what we were talking about just before we came on the air.
Sure.
That we can't talk about.
Sorry, we can't do that.
Let's instead talk
My
about
hemorrhoids?
The
no,
USC
avoid, man, this nope. time of year.
No nope. Trojans who are really having a good season.
Yes,
yet,
they are.
Yet it doesn't really mean anything, right?
Well, it really depends on what you draw meaning from, I suppose.
This
Not
is
to
the
get
last year.
Philosophical on you.
This is the last year of their penalization from, or whatever
well,
you call it.
Well, sort of. Don't get ahead of yourself
okay,
now.
Help me.
This is USC's last year of a postseason ban, meaning okay. they cannot play. They won the Pac-12 South. They ran away with it. But they cannot play for the Pac-12 championship and the inaugural Pac-12 championship game. Also, they cannot go to a bowl game. They'd probably have a really good shot at a BCS game the way they're playing
but
football right now.
This is the last
now.
Year they can't.
This is the last year of the bowl ban or postseason ban.
Okay.
This is not the last year of the scholarship reductions. In fact,
oh.
USC scholarship reductions have not begun because of an appeal. They have not lost one scholarship yet in that Reggie Bush sanction thing or the lack of institutional control
that
the NCAA.
Is that
going to
hurt them more?
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? They're going to lose 10 scholarships every year for 3 years starting this coming February. Meaning,
ouch. Wow.
Matt Barkley is going to go to the NFL. He's having a good year. He's going to go to the NFL. TJ McDonald, their best secondary player, good player, hard-hitting guy, he's going to the NFL. And their best lineman, Matt Khalil, is going to go to the NFL. That means without a starting quarterback, and in this league you can't do much without a really good starting quarterback in the Pac-12. You just don't do well without that. You have to have a guy that distributes the football. Without Barkley next year, USC, though they're having this great shining moment this year and they're playing the best football they ever had in the Lane Kiffin era, they're going to go back and probably hibernate for a few years, maybe to about 2014, 2015, with these sanctions, unless Lane Kiffin really battens down the hatches and does not make mistakes in recruiting. And that is very difficult to do at the college level because you're trying to prognosticate whether or not a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid is going to grow up and be able to play a man's game. You know, you put him on a scholarship, and you hope that he can play, but there's a lot of intangibles between these guys and actually performing on the field. So USC is facing a giant challenge starting this coming season. They're playing great this year, and it's been great for Trojan fans to see them kind of step up,
right.
Go up to Oregon, slay that dragon, no more ducks gone wild, as my father
said. What about
said.
That game, by the way?
You know, It kind of played out the way I thought it would, except USC scored touchdowns when they had to in the first half. I thought Oregon would blow their doors off in the second half, and they did. I mean, Oregon just got it going, and they have their pace, and USC finally got tired. Oregon just ran out of time, and frankly, Chip Kelly, offensive genius that he is, mismanaged the clock down the stretch. He finished the game with two timeouts, and they ran out of time. They don't have a kicker. They missed the kick. It could have gone either way at the end, but it was a great statement for USC to go up there and actually win that football game, which just really hard to do, even when Oregon is mediocre. Oregon's great this year, and the Trojans went up there and won, so that's a big statement for them going into this rivalry week against UCLA on Saturday. And I'll be doing a game.
Now, we need to talk about that game, but we need to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we will come back in a second with Petros Papadakis and the Kevin and
The great Petros Papadakis in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show from the Petros and Money Show. By the way, before we continue our talk about the big game this weekend,
yes.
The P was in Seattle a couple of weeks ago.
I was.
Texted me like he do. We got together and had some lunch. And
what? I saw that. It actually happened.
Petros, these guys think I'm like some freak show who never leaves the island and antisocial and can't hold a conversation.
All of that is true.
No, we took a picture. We put it up on Twitter. It was up on Petros and Money, no spaces.
Wow.
Matt and I's Twitter, and because we have a Twitter together. And Bean said, why do you have to have a Twitter together? I said, well, we have a show together. What are you talking about?
It's love.
Twitter together? Yeah, whatever.
But the point is, vouch for me that I came out of the house and was respectable and you could be seen with me in public and we had a nice time and it was fun.
Not only that, Bean was adamant on having the televisions turned on in the restaurant that we were at because there was football going on. I had a game that night.
I didn't want you to miss your prep.
Bean said, you know, he was hounding the waitresses to get the television turned on. Then he asked for Sweet and Low, which did not come, so I had to go up and find the Sweet
and Low. Maybe too much detail, Pete.
And bring it to the table.
Did you have a fork and a knife?
No, actually. I had to go get that, too. We had to get the silverware.
You
know, it was busy.
So you went to a nice place.
Well, it was a bar. It was an Irish bar of sorts.
That's where Bean hangs.
And then the young child that was with us, the toddler that was with us, spilled milk all over the table, and we left.
Was that Bean?
No, we had a toddler there.
Oh, you just
Bean, me, and a young child.
What?
Yeah, how about that?
What's happening
Who's
here
young
in
child?
Story?
She was just out on the street.
I'm
we just took her to the bar with us. It was cool.
Yeah. You guys are nice.
You kid had a Washington State sweatshirt on.
But you didn't have a second date? Is that what you're saying?
Just saying, we had a kid with us.
And I did, I urged everybody to not cry over that spilled milk, if you recall.
Oh,
all right.
You did, and that was my cue to get up.
Let's talk about UCLA. Colorado Buffaloes are not they're not the team that you need to point out whether you're good or bad because you could beat the Colorado Buffaloes, right, Pete?
Well, USC did it too. I mean, remember when everybody goes up to Colorado or has Colorado visit them this year and then beats the crap out of Colorado, everybody says, "Yeah, look how good we are. Check that out." And then, you know, it's on to the next week. But UCLA, look, they are a really, really schizophrenic team this year. They are really talented. And this will be the most talented football team along the lines of probably Notre Dame that USC has played this year. I mean,
really?
UCLA is always, that's the thing, guys. USC, UCLA, whether they win or lose, they're here in LA. They have 3,000 high schools they basically build a fence around and recruit from. Everybody recruits Southern California. I mean, almost every player in the country or every team in the country has somebody from Southern California playing for them. So USC and UCLA are always super talented football teams. That's just the way it is.
But sometimes, like, USC will have a great season, UCLA maybe not so great.
Oh, sure. It doesn't translate into victories.
Okay.
Look, I'm the captain of the worst football team in USC history. Carson Palmer and Troy Polamalu, two of the best players in the NFL right now. Now we're on that team. I mean, they're always going to be talented. Whether you put it together, let's put it like this. Oregon has won the conference the last 2 years, right?
Right.
Those years combined, they've had four guys drafted. Oregon. They won the conference. They played for the championship last year. USC had 14 guys drafted on last year's team that lost five games.
Wow.
So what you're talking about are four games. What you're talking about is really talented football teams with really good players. That doesn't always translate onto the field. It is right now for USC. For UCLA, it's happened in spurts and moments. They have not been consistent. The story all year has been Rick Neuheisel's job. They're still playing for the Pac-12 championship. If they beat USC, they are in to the Pac-12 championship game. And I think already Neuheisel has saved his job. A lot of UCLA people, excuse me, don't like that. I mean, they want him gone, but
right.
I think he's done enough to save his job, mostly because the athletic director at UCLA has already fired two coaches. So if he fires another guy, he's going to get fired. So it's a bit of a situation at UCLA, but they are dangerous, and they do have some weapons, including this 7-foot tight end, Joe Fourier, who can fly down the field and catch a ball with one hand.
Even when they're not both good teams, this game seems to be... It seems to bring out the best in both teams.
And the worst in us. I mean, in 2009...
Fans,
well, yeah. Mm-hmm. In 2009, we almost had a fight between the teams on the field. I've called this game... I think this is my third year in a row doing it on national TV. And in 2009, we almost had a fist fight right at the end of the game, which would have been bad. And then last year at the Rose Bowl... It would have been bad. You just don't want it. And it's a college football game. These are institutions of higher learning, Kevin. My God.
Yeah.
Also... last year, we had somebody be stabbed multiple times in the face.
Well, that's not
remember
ideal.
That? That was like a tailgate thing, and somebody threw a deep pass, and it knocked over somebody's grill, and next thing you know, there's like 60 people brawling, stabbings in the face. Let's have a peaceful game this year, because it's a night game again at the Coliseum, and everybody going to be drinking during the day. Yeah.
All day. Yeah,
everybody got to be chill, though. Just relax, everybody. Nothing's going to happen, and you're not playing. But there is a great deal of white-hot, angry ball twisting, face-raking hatred in this football game, and I can vouch for that.
There is real hate. It's not hey, everybody else is saying that you're...
Oh, no.
Look, really?
You know these guys. You play against these guys in high school. Some of these guys you played with. There's brothers. There's two sets of brothers, one at SC and one at UCLA, in this football game on the teams. This is a dirty rivalry. Now, USC has two big rivals. One of them is Notre Dame and the other one is UCLA. The Notre Dame game, and I played in both, of course. The Notre Dame game is a silent rivalry. There's a lot of honor. There's a lot of pride in it. And there's not a lot of talking on the football field when you play against Notre Dame. Everybody's just kind of proud to be there. This is not that rivalry.
It's an ugly rivalry.
This is an ugly rivalry. This is right across town. You got to understand, most college football rivalries are state rivalries, and you got to drive an hour at least to get to the other school, at least 3 hours, 4 hours in some instances. We are 8 miles apart.
Right.
Or whatever. We are Westwood and downtown L.A., and this thing does get heated, and these players do not like each other, and it does get really, really ugly in a fun way as long as it just stays on the field between the whistles, and that's what we're hoping for this year. Should be a good game, though.
What time, what channel can we see this weekend?
It's a night game, and it's on Saturday. That would be SC-UCLA, and Friday I'm doing Utah-Colorado. That's a day game in Utah. Salt Lake City, it's only 30, so it'll be a good time out there. And then all my normal stuff during the week, getting ready for college football this weekend.
Saturday, what channel?
FSN.
FSN.
Yeah, I think these are on FSN. Last week or something, I was on FX. I don't know. You know,
I just
show up
and
they just tell you where to go.
I just show up and say,
talking.
Hey, these guys are wearing plastic outfits. They're going to run into each other. It's going to be awesome. All right, back to you.
All right, P. Well, it's awesome to catch
throw
up with
the
you.
Records when you guys play these two rivals. It's really going to be a barn burner and a slobber knocker.
Look, that's a that's the oldest cliche in the book.
And you know, we just got to take one game at a time and one play at a time.
And yet true.
Trojans on three. 1, 2, 3. Trojans.
I appreciate your insight of the game, and we'll look forward to seeing you. You know, it occurs to me that the Miss Double D pageant, P, that you're going to be attending is 1 week from Friday. It's almost here already.
A week from Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A
week from Friday is when it is.
Do I have to go camp out in Fullerton like one of the Twilight kids, or are you guys going to give me one of those special wristbands?
No.
You got to spawn. You'll be fine.
Hey, I don't want to drink no Baileys. Okay, just give me the Bloody Mary. I don't want that sweet stuff in the morning, man. Give me that spicy. I'm a Greek. I'm a man. I want that spicy stuff.
I'm pretty sure we can handle the drinks on that day.
Follow the P&F show at PetrosandMoney.com and on Twitter at PetrosandMoney.
Matt Kemp, let me ask you something.
We do have more tickets you can win this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show for the your choice of nights for the Almost Acoustic Christmas concert, which is coming up in a couple of weeks here. Both completely sold out, thanks to you. A lot of great money going to charity. And you can win your tickets on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, I haven't mentioned much of this, but I've gotten a tremendous amount of support, Kevin, for Fruitcake the Song and also Fruitcake the Dessert.
I have a lot of support for Fruitcake the Song as well. It is one of the, it is one of the great Christmas songs of all time. Fruitcake... The actual food is, it's basically a block of plastic.
No. Again, don't make me do this, but you are buying the wrong fruitcake. If you're buying cheap-ass, bad-ingredient fruitcake, yeah, of course it's going to be crappy. If you buy quality fruitcake, it's one of the most delightful desserts you can find.
No.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Lisa says no. Fruitcake blows.
I know about dessert, and you know I do, and fruitcake is the worst of the desserts.
It is one of those things that everybody gets at Christmas, and then they move on to somebody else. You end up getting your own fruitcake back. Just stop it, everyone.
All right, it looks like I'm not going to be able to win you over right now on Fruitcake the Dessert, but Fruitcake the Song, you are on board with the great Fred Schneider. This just came out last year. We became obsessed with it, and just like with Thanksgiving spooks, listeners start to call us this time of year and say, hey, isn't it time to bring out the Fred Schneider?
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake.
Good rhyme.
Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries, green ones too. It's fruitcake.
Give me some more ingredients.
Fruitcake, pecans or walnuts, citrus peel, lots of stuff.
Okay, how does that help me?
And what you feel.
Are
Are you out at lots of stuff?
Sticks of butter.
Sticks of butter, okay.
Cinnamon. Mo' molasses. Lots of dark rum. Artificial color.
Come on.
Artificial flavor.
All artificial.
If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake.
The neighbor won't want it.
It's fruitcake.
They'll give it back to you.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries, red dye number two.
Got it. Heard that
green
part.
Cherries,
yep. Green cherry too. Got it.
It's fruitcake.
I already did this part of the song.
Baking up fruitcake.
I've never tried to make my own fruitcake. It seems like it'd be a lot of work. Very labor intensive.
I think you should this year.
Oh, big instrumental part. Sing it if you know it.
God, I love this so much. A little bit of mace.
A little bit of mace?
Does it spray in your face?
What?
Hmm. Oh no, you sillies. It's a spice for taste. Put the oven on low.
I don't know that we need you to add cowbell.
3 hours or more. Wrap it in rum. Yum, yum, yum. Fruitcake.
Yum, yum, yum. Fruitcake.
I'm just saying, who has time for All I Want for Christmas Is You or White Christmas? This is the new holiday standard as far as I'm concerned.
Fruitcake. Heavy as lead.
Yes,
fruitcake
is.
If it hits you in the head.
See, fruit even he cake. Hates it.
It could kill your dad. It's fruitcake. Yeah, fruitcake.
I've always wanted to do it with
artificial flavor. Artificial flavor. Your family don't want it. Give it to a neighbor. Fruitcake.
All right, here's all I'm saying is it's better than one solo cup, right?
The song is awesome. In that it's bad, though. I mean, we're all on the same
it's
page.
It's a great song about a terrible product.
It's a horrible...
It's a great song about a great product is what it
it's
is.
It's a horrible song about a horrible product.
How dare you.
But it's so horrible that it's awesome.
Exactly.
Product not so...
Ralph Garman, you're kind of the man in charge of the Miss Double December pageant
yes,
of the year. And it's
I am.
Coming up a week from Friday.
Yes.
Were you shocked, even though we have a tremendous batch of contestants who want to wear the crown this year for Miss Double December 2012, were you shocked to see how many votes we got within the first 24 hours of their pictures and profiles appearing at KROQ.com?
I'm not shocked, because I know that the KROQ listeners understand their huge responsibility, which is to choose Miss Double December each and every year, and many of them take that responsibility seriously, and I appreciate their commitment.
I think we're at the point now where more of our listeners vote for Miss Double December than vote for president. I think that's where we're at.
Could
right
be.
Now.
As well, they should, by the way.
Well, we're going to meet them all in the next few days here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then you'll see them all in person if you join us for our live broadcast on December 2nd. The beautiful Kyla is going to be joining us in studio coming up after the top of the hour, and I understand she's going to be jumping rope.
That's correct.
So that's going to be happening.
That's one third of what she's going to be doing.
Right.
We can't tell you the other two thirds. All right, okay. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
While we're talking about Miss Double December and the pageant and the young ladies who are participating, some of which I'm not ashamed to say, and neither should they be, have been surgically altered to enhance their appearance to a certain extent.
We're okay with that.
But I bring this up along with a warning, especially around the holidays. If you're going to get yourself some plastic surgery, don't bargain shop. Don't look for the cut-rate, bargain-basement version of whatever you're going to get done.
Some things are worth paying premium for.
Yes.
You want to skimp on certain things.
I think medical procedures being one of them, especially those that would affect your appearance.
Agreed.
The reason I bring this up is because there is a woman in Miami who went to a woman who was born a man.
Okay.
Who was claiming to be a plastic surgeon. Who had no medical license.
Oh, no.
O'Neill Morris, 30 years old, was arrested Friday after a year on the lam. She had been charged with practicing medicine without a license with serious bodily injury. Here's what happened. This one particular woman, came to her wanting to work at a nightclub, wanted to be a dancer, so she wanted to beef up her butt. She wanted to get her butt.
The Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah, she wanted to get a little more beefy butt. She wanted a little more junk in the trunk.
Right.
Wanted some butt implants.
Uh-huh.
So this woman, O'Neill Morris, injected her buttocks with mineral oil, flat tire sealant, and cement.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Oh, my God. God.
Did you say cement? Cement and flat tire sealant.
Cement.
Stuff they make pavements out of.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this woman injected the other woman with some type of tube in several sites around her bottom, pumping it full of this toxic fluid. The woman said the pain became almost too intense to bear. She said, Mara said, don't worry, you'll be fine. We'll just keep injecting with this stuff, and it all works itself out. She quickly, a few weeks later, had to go to several Florida hospitals due to severe abdominal pain, infected sores on her buttocks, accompanied by flu-like symptoms.
Oh.
Each time she went to the doctor's office, she was too embarrassed to tell them what she had done, so it took them a while to figure out what was wrong with her.
My butt hurts.
So I guess they had to get the cement and flat tire sealant out of her butt.
God, that is one nice ass.
So I'm just saying, don't look to save the money.
You do have to save money in certain places.
Yes.
Maybe not with the plastic surgery.
That's what I'm saying. Congratulations to Katy Perry. She's going to be the host of Saturday Night Live on December the 10th.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
She is attractive.
She was great last time she hosted.
I don't think she hosted before, did she? She just appeared in that sketch, that Elmo sketch, She was a musical guest that week, I think.
Oh, maybe that was what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this time she's going to be the host of the whole show. So, Steve Jobs in the news. There is...
That's a surprise.
Did he release an album?
There is a fast lane to his biopic. Everyone is trying to get this movie made as quickly as possible.
Yes, I'll play him.
Is not here in the story. I don't think they're offering the role to you. They are talking about Aaron Sorkin, however, being the screenwriter to tackle his life.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be great.
An excellent, excellent choice. He, of course, brought us The Social Network and The American President and The West Wing. And they're talking to George Clooney to play Steve Jobs.
I guess I'll let Clooney have it.
If you have to have somebody play you. That's a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
Jobs is a lucky man, because he wasn't as good-looking as
not even
as
close.
Clooney. No. You know who played him in the TV movie about his life? Was Noah Wiley from ER. He looked a lot like him when he played him. But I don't think he's going to get the nod for the big deal, for the big show. He's going to stay down in the minors.
Yeah.
You want to go on the death boat?
Do I want to go on the death boat?
Yes.
No.
It is the yacht that Natalie Wood was on 30 years ago, where she spent her last hours with her husband Robert Wagner and co-star Christopher Walken before she ended up drowned in the water off of Catalina Island. The yacht, the Splendor, is now owned by a gentleman in Honolulu, Hawaii, and he said he is going to be chartering that. If you want to spend some time on the boat that Natalie Wood died on, then you can take your friends out for a fun day of death.
That doesn't sound fun. Doesn't sound fun.
So now in Honolulu, you can take a three-hour tour. So you could be Gilligan.
3-hour tour.
On the death boat. How awesome would that be?
That is awesome.
No.
And Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler, looks like they're back together again. They started dating in September of 2010. Then they got engaged last April. They split up in this July. Then they reconnected in September when he showed up to see her on Dancing with the Stars. Now it looks like they are going to get married. Sources tell Life and Style magazine that Cutler got down on one knee and ran up the clock. No. Got down on one knee, popped the question, and now the wedding is back on track. So congratulations to those two crazy kids.
So he wants to marry this woman.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
Yeah.
One of the best things that's ever been said.
Jay Cutler is no Mensa member either, by the way, so don't worry about it. It's all good. You ever hear him talk?
Right there? No.
He is some hillbilly. He got some hillbilly in him right there. Today's celebrity birthdays, Little Steven from the E Street Band, Stevie Van Zandt, also from The Sopranos. He was great on that show.
He was.
61 years old today. And Jamie Lee Curtis is 53. Marielle Hemingway, actress, probably most notably for her role in Manhattan. She did with the... Woody Allen, if you ever saw that film. It's about Woody Allen. It's a really stretch for Woody Allen. He plays an older dude who falls in love with a teenage girl.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Where would you get that storyline
from? It's like science fiction. This is
really a stretch. She is 50 years old today. Michael Kenneth Williams from Boardwalk Empire and The Wire is 45. Mark Ruffalo celebrates his 44th birthday. Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs is 33. And Scarlett Johansson celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz.
Hey, Lila. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
It's Kyla.
It's Kyla, and she's not here yet.
Look how big my boobs are.
It's Kyla. Well, she's not here yet. If she's not going to be here on time, I'm not going to bother to learn her name. How about that? I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to Miss Double D's who aren't here on time. But apparently she's on her way, and apparently we'll try to talk to her coming up here in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So keep listening for that and a chance to win your Acoustic Christmas tickets. We've got those as well. All right, I'm about to try to pronounce, Kevin, the longest word I have ever tried to say on the radio in my entire career. Are you ready?
Yep.
It is hexacosioe hexaconta hexaphobia.
Oh, they gotta be kidding.
That is, ladies and gentlemen, that is the fear of the number 666.
Yay!
Which apparently is a real thing that a lot of people have. Former President Ronald Reagan and his wife Nancy in 1979, he was living in a home in the Bel Air section of Los Angeles. He had the address changed from 666 St. Cloud Road to 668 St. Cloud Road, so that he did not have the Mark of the Beast in his home address, for instance. Remember, his wife is crazy into the seances and the astrology and all that kind of stuff. And there were a lot of people, if you recall, at the time when President Reagan was in office, who said they believed he was the Antichrist, partly because each letter in his name, Ronald Wilson Reagan, had six letters in it. Do you remember that?
Hey, everybody, take it easy with this whole thing.
Apparently, it is a real phobia. Apparently, there were many women around the world who were afraid to give birth on June 6th, 1996 or 2006, who had their babies moved if they could be. Had them the day before or the day after, so they didn't have a 666 birthday. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with people who are afraid of this number. And you've got a story about where it's back in the news this week.
There's a new place. There's a plastics factory in northern Georgia near Dalton. And apparently, you know how they do, it's been so many days since we've had
an accident
at work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it got into the 600s, this dude got kind of nervous. And as it got to 666, they were handing out little stickers. They would all wear stickers that said, it's been 665 days since an accident. This guy wouldn't wear the sticker because it had the number 666 on it. Now, it clearly meant 666 days since someone's been injured.
Yeah.
He knew that that's what it was, and that's where it started and where it was going to end whenever.
It wasn't, hey, God, check out how I'm smiting you. It strike me down dead or anything like that. It was in relation to something that was happening in his life.
So they fired him, and then he sued, and then apparently the company was held up. I mean, the company was okay to fire him.
Oh, you're serious?
I think so, yeah. I haven't really read the whole article.
Oh, all right. But he should have just had an accident.
The part about him putting the sticker on, I mean, that's really crazy, right? I mean,
it seems extreme.
I know that you don't want the Mark of the Beast on you. I get it. But
It's one day.
You've seen,
and everybody's got it.
It's one day, and you've seen it coming for 665 days in a row.
Right.
So you know that day's approaching and that it doesn't mean, hey, we're all the devil. And if everybody wears it,
it's 8 hours, one day.
Isn't the beast just going to be one beast with the mark? Or
and
how
who's
does
he going to pick out of all those people anyway?
It'll confuse everybody. They all have the sticker on.
Lisa's right. He should have just put his hand in a sander or something the day before so that it never got to 6 feet.
It hurt.
Yeah. That would have been the way to go.
Good.
So we want to hear from you if you have had any experience with the 666 number. We ordinarily, when we first saw this news story out of Georgia, we didn't think that we were going to do it as a phone topic. But you can call it 1-800-520-1067. But then we got an email from one of our listeners named Sophia who said that she had returned a credit card that she had gotten in the mail because it had the sequence 666 in order in the credit card number. And she said she didn't want to have anything to do with that. So she sent it back and asked for a new number. I've heard similar stories with people with license plates, and I've heard similar stories with people with telephone numbers as well. There are people who believe, I don't know how much of it is just they're hedging their bets. They're saying, maybe I don't really believe it, but why risk it? But there are people who definitely change the way they live based on a fear of the number 666.
If it was on a credit card, I wouldn't even notice it.
I wouldn't either.
As long as they were paying when I charged, that's all I would care about. I wouldn't
I don't know. It just seems like you're going like, it's not, I'm guessing the people who get 666 and whatever the legend is and what it says in the Bible and the beast, Mark of the Beast, they're not going to be surprised because they've had a credit card for 2 years that had a number on it, right? I mean, they're not going to go, hey, wait a minute, that's the Mark of the Beast, I'm the Antichrist. I didn't know.
It's not necessarily a religious thing, right? A lot of people that have this problem aren't super religious.
I don't know. I would imagine it would be mostly Mark of the Beast people. Yeah, it would mostly be religious.
Started.
Yeah.
But I mean, and hang on, Mark, Deborah, we're going to go to you in 1 second. We've talked about this before where it comes to the number 13, and there's nothing wrong with the number 13. But I mean, there really are people who don't want that number in their address or, you know, or they, you know, staying on a 13th floor or whatever.
Try to find a 13th floor in a hotel anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
They skip it. And it's just because, I guess it's because people, enough people are freaked out by that number that they don't want to stay on that floor. And so they just call the 14th floor, the 13th floor, the 14th floor.
And all the parking and stuff, none of it's actually accurate.
It always cracks me up because you go, you know the 14th floor is the 13th floor, right? Just because they put a different number on it, it doesn't mean it's not a whole floor skipped. What's wrong with people?
Let's talk to Mark real quick. He has a very strange way that 666 works in his life, and we want to talk to you at 1-800-520-1067 or 1-666 if you want to dial that instead. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging on, dude.
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you doing?
Good. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Mark.
Nothing. Every time I eat out, you know, either it's a fast food place, if the total comes to that number, I don't even say it. I look on the board and I say, you know, add a piece of cheese to it or give me another double cheeseburger. It happened just last week. I was at McDonald's and the McRib came out. So I ordered that. I ordered a 6-piece nugget and it came out to that number.
To $6.66, which you won't say.
He won't say the number. Yeah. Right.
Say the number, Mark. It's not going to kill you.
I looked and I said, no, I can't.
What?
Are you religious? Right. Well,
what's going on here, Mark?
Is it a religious thing?
It's been going on for at least since 92, 93. Somebody came in. I actually witnessed somebody do the same thing. And after that, I started thinking about it. I said, you know,
are you or is your family religious?
Yes.
Okay, so that's kind of where the fear comes from.
All right, help me understand what you think will happen if you pay $6.66 for a fast food meal.
You know, I don't. Absolutely. It's just like, you know, I'll say 187. I know what that means, but other number, I just won't.
You won't even say it.
Yeah.
Say it, Mark.
I won't.
This is consider it therapy.
You big baby.
Just say it. It's not going to make you the beast, dude.
When I ask you what is going to happen, your answer is I don't know. I mean, is there some part of your brain that thinks somehow you're going to cause the apocalypse if you pay $6.66 for a McRib?
Possibly. I don't know.
Wow.
A little Iron Maiden, nice.
Mark, I went into McDonald's on September 11th, and my order came to 9/11. You know what I did? Paid it. You know why? Doesn't mean anything. All right. Thanks for the call.
Let's try Brian on line 5, I want to say. Brian, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Shows. 666, what's that about?
Oh, worked up in Oregon on a fire crew, and we had an engine 666. Working, and two of our guys actually quit trying to get the number taken off of the side of the engine company because, you know, we deal with fire, and they were very superstitious.
And when you say you deal with fire, you mean they thought it would be bad luck?
Bad luck, yeah, you know, like fire, sign of the devil, and getting real superstitious.
Wow.
Anytime anybody would get hurt, you know, they would blame it on the number of the engine company and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And firemen are smart, too. I mean, they should know better.
I don't want those guys as my firemen.
I work Bobland, you know, we have our dumb ones also out there, you know.
Hey, there's a Kevin at every job, all right? That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Deborah, line 1, who actually took 666 when it came up on the calendar, took that day off. Let's find out why. Hi, Deborah.
Hello. How are you?
All right. First of all, are you religious?
Not really.
Second of all, were you just looking for another day off?
No, I took a vacation day.
A vacation day because it was 666.
Yep.
June 6, 06.
06, yeah.
You took that day off.
6-6.
What did you think would happen?
Just didn't want to leave the house, dude. Just didn't want to leave the house.
Because if you left the house...
I don't know. You know, I didn't know.
Yeah. Did you watch the news all day?
No. I did stuff. But anyway, the guy...
Hey, don't act all normal. No, of course not. I did
now
stuff.
Now you're trying to act all normal.
Yeah. No. The guy with the fast food thing hit it on... I went to Jack in the Box. If you order a... breakfast burrito and an ultimate cheeseburger.
Right.
6-6.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then you order something else so you can pay. So you pay more just so that you don't have to pay that number.
Yep. and I'm always pulling up behind cars with the license plates in a row.
Oh, that must drive you crazy. Yes.
Deborah.
You get out with a screwdriver and take it off?
What would happen if you paid 666?
I don't know. I never have.
What do you think? What do you think? Take a guess.
She would turn into the beast.
I might hit the bicyclist that's always there at the driveway when you pull out.
Wow.
I don't know.
You're joking around, but you're crazy.
No.
Are you, yes.
No. She says no.
All right, Deborah. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. It sounds like she's as normal as anyone, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to believe this. We have to take a break. The lines are filled with people who have this problem with the 666. I don't understand it.
Love it.
What's up, people?
I love it. Please explain to us how it works. We'll come.
We have we've picked a scab here, my friend. We have have uncovered the underbelly of our Kevin and Bean listeners afraid of the number 666. We started talking about it because the story out of Georgia, a guy ended up losing his job over refusing to wear a 666 days since the last accident in his plant in Georgia. And now we're hearing from all sorts of listeners, including Paul, who returned his plates to the DMV when he got license plates with 666 in it. Took it back down there and said, no, I don't want them. Give me new numbers.
Here's a dude who got 666 in his phone number. And his family hates it, but he loves it because of that.
Because they won't call him?
I don't know. He says he just finds it hilarious that everybody is so freaked out about it. So he kept it, and he's happy with it. He's proud of it.
I love that.
He's
speaking
also
of phone numbers.
The devil.
Speaking of phone numbers, let's start with Jordan. She is on line 7. She's got a phone number 666 story for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Jordan. Thanks for hanging on. What's happening?
Hi. Yeah, no problem. So basically, I grew up in a small town, and my phone number had 666 in it at the end, my cell phone. And I got death threats from people. And also, there was a mile marker, 999, and that got taken down because upside down, it was 666.
Sure.
Wow.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, right?
Now, how would they find your phone number? I mean, how did they know your phone number had 666 in it?
Unless
they...
honestly, that some people would just try different combinations until they got me.
To see if they could find the Antichrist?
Probably, which I am, so that worked out really well.
Yeah, sure.
I think that when someone found out that someone in their town had 666, like the person who gave it to me even at the Verizon store was like, are you sure you want this? This could be really bad. And I was like, I think I can handle it.
I love it. Jordan's hilarious. Like, give it to me right now. I'm taking it.
Thank you so much for the call, Jordan. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Ryan, by the way. He has a crazy story about a friend in jail that relates to the number of the beast. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Kevin? Being good. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Actually, my friend, crazy guy that he is, ended up in jail and was serving a sentence, cleared everything out, was about to be released, and realized he was going to be released on June 6, 2006. Didn't like it, wasn't about it, so he caused a fight so he could stay a little bit longer.
Ladies and gentlemen, he wanted to stay in jail longer to avoid... I'm the only one applauding, but I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So why did he care? He was in jail.
Being in jail, he's around. I guess, he turned the whole new leaf, which once he got out, we all knew he wouldn't. But, they're all, turned the new leaf in jail. And I guess
meaning he got religion?
Yeah, he got really afraid of it. I guess someone scared him to the point where he was ready to stay in jail a little bit longer.
Unbelievable. Wow. Thank you very much for the call, Ryan. Here's NASCAR fan 8158 writing us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I went to Subway a few weeks ago. I bought a $5 footlong and two cookies. It came out to 666. Guess what happened then? Nothing. Shut the F up, you superstitious a-hole. All right, let's talk to Stacy on line 8. She may be the most superstitious of all the people we've got available to us. Stacy, what's going on? Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. We are good. How are you?
I'm okay. You guys are freaking me out, though, because you keep saying it.
We're freaking out because we say the numbers?
Still here.
Well, it's kind of like Bloody Mary when you're in the bathroom and it's dark and you say it.
You have to say it three times, though. Yeah.
Yeah, if you say it three times, if you say 666 three times, it's supposed to be like the call of the devil. The devil's like, you're calling out to him, you're opening yourself to him.
But wait a minute, Stacey. Let me just back up. The number 666 by itself, all right. But if you say it three times, you're opening yourself up to the devil?
I don't know. I went to a Christian school, and that's just, it's like the little kid playground stuff that we used to do. But if you say it three times, it's supposed to be like you're opening yourself to them.
If you say what three times?
I don't want to say it again.
Nice.
I don't remember what number we're talking about. okay. What percentage, this is the question Kevin likes to ask sometimes. What percentage do you believe that's true, that if you were to say that number three times in a row, you would call the devil to earth?
Zero.
1%? 50%? 80%? What?
50%.
Enough that 50%.
So why do you think you have that kind of power to change the course of history for every person on the planet?
It's just an invitation. You don't know that the devil wants to join you.
Well, you're opening yourself to him. Why would he not want another, like, little soldier in his army? You know what I mean? You're supposed to, like, block yourself in those things.
666-666-666.
Ah! He did it! But he's been the devil since the beginning, so.
Exactly. All right. Thank you very much for the call, Stacey. You people are crazy, but I love you. Thanks for calling. When can we talk to Kyla? When's Kyla going to
get here? We have a song to play first.
She's here.
But Kyla's here. We can be talking to her right now instead of listening to this BS.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
She's announced.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
She does have great cans.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Woo! Kyla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Kyla.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good.
She looks scared, doesn't she, right now?
She's a little afraid.
I think she looks fine.
Oh, she does look great.
She's great.
Just a little nervous,
okay.
Maybe.
At KevinBean.com or KRock.com, you can see Kyla's photo. You can, a number of photos. You can also see the entry form that she filled out to apply for Miss Double December. Thank you so much for coming in. You are the first of the 10 gals that we're going to be meeting this week. And, of course, the pageant is going to be a week from Friday at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. The first question we always have to ask is, how'd you hear about the competition and what made you think, hey, this is the year I'm going to enter to wear the crown?
Well, actually, I've been listening to K-Rock ever since I was like 13 with my dad in the car. And I told myself.
Good work, Dad.
I know, right?
And you told yourself?
I told myself that when I turned 21, I was going to be in this contest.
Fantastic.
And I turned 21 in July, and you know what? My boobs, you know, did the work, and here I am.
Well, you did some of the work. You applied. You filled out the application.
You know what? They applied for me, and here
did
I am.
Really? They typed?
That explains some of the spelling.
No.
Yeah. You're a Mexican-Irish girl.
Yes, I am.
How much do you drink?
Well, I'm a professional drinker.
Yeah, you drink a lot, don't you?
I like wine, actually.
Really? Wino. I like that.
It's rare for a Raiders fan.
Actually, I am a Raiders fan.
Well, of course you are. You're Mexican.
Yes. I do not like the Chargers, though. I'm sorry, people.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to hate the Chargers if you're a Raider fan.
Well,
that's the way it works.
They're the rivals.
That's the way it works. Then they expect you to hate them. It's okay.
Well, the team speaks for itself.
Yeah. Are you a student, Kyla?
Yes, I'm actually a junior at Cal State San Bernardino.
Oh, great. What are you studying?
I major in psychology and minor in theater arts.
Oh, you're going to be a crazy actress.
Yeah, I am.
That's perfect.
Yes.
She needs that crazy factor. She needs to study to get that crazy factor.
Exactly.
Now, we do say describe yourself in 140 characters or less. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
So you understand the 140 less characters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look how many characters you wrote. How many do you think that is? Think that's more than 140 or less?
That's about 350.
Well, you know what? With Twitter, it tells you. So
it does.
That's true.
Well, I thought
we didn't tell you. You're right. It's our bad.
I thought you guys had that option. So I was like,
I see. So you'll just keep typing until we tell you.
Yeah.
I got it. Those directions.
Sorry about that.
And, of course, every year we do have a talent show, and you have three different talents we could choose from, I guess, regarding what you do. You said you can blow bubbles. What do you mean, with like bubble gum or with that soapy stuff you get in the can with the wand when you blow bubbles?
Yeah, because anyone can do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Or is bubbles a friend of yours that we don't know about?
Actually, soapy bubbles.
Soapy bubbles. You can blow soapy bubbles.
Okay.
So you can dip. You can actually, you have the talent to dip a plastic wand into a container of soapy water and then push air through that wand?
Yes, I can.
That is remarkable.
Now, usually you have to be like two to be able to do that.
That's only one of three. She can also eat a Tootsie Pop in three bites.
Wow.
Yes. One, two, three.
I wonder how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop.
And she can jump rope.
Yeah.
So those are the three options. Or do you do
them all? Did you stop learning how to do things as an infant? I mean, how is the most complicated thing that you're able to do jump rope?
I can also color with crayons.
Right. And I know my ABCs.
Tie my own shoes.
I wear slip-on pants.
Can you do all three at once? Because that would
No one can.
That would be something.
You couldn't be able to hold the Tootsie Roll Pop, hold the balloon, the bubble wand, and also jump rope. How would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You're just not thinking now, Kevin.
My guess that's true.
Yeah. All right, which do you hope to perform here today? And, of course, remember, whatever you're performing, you're also going to be doing on stage in front of the audience a week from Friday. But what do you want to do today? We're going to shoot some video, put it up at krock.com.
Well, I am going to be wearing my Baywatch bathing suit and jump
roping. Whoa. I'm sorry. Hang on one second. The Baywatch bathing suit is a one-piece or a two-piece?
It's a one-piece.
That's BS right there.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because it's one piece.
It'll be plenty sexy, Kevin.
Just saying.
You know what? I'm bringing it back here.
Okay.
That's right, Kevin.
All right.
Just bring sexy back.
I like the slow her roll.
I like the defiance.
Thank you.
I'm into that.
You know what?
Well, if we wait around long enough, we jump roping in a burka? I mean, is that what we have to look forward to?
Just saying.
Kyla's a good laugh.
I like her.
She does.
Charming laugh. She's adorable.
Yes.
Before we send you into the other room to do the actual jump roping, what intrigues you about being Miss Double December? I mean, you said, hey, I want to enter that pageant, but how come? Is it just the free stuff or just you're desperately in love with Kevin and Bean or what?
Take it easy.
Well, just, I mean, the fact that I'm obsessed with them and then I go to sleep dreaming about them.
About Kevin and Bean?
And I blow bubbles thinking about them. You know what I mean?
We all blow bubbles thinking of Kevin and Bean.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I mean, it's
I do.
There's no shame in saying, hey, I want to go to Acoustic Christmas and this is my way in. I mean, look, that's a legitimate reason to enter the competition because that, of course, is one of your prizes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if I wanted to, I would have bought the tickets. But, I mean, I just think it's an amazing thing. And, I mean...
We do, too.
I mean, I pride myself in myself. And I just think the whole presentation's a great thing and I believe in it.
As she believes in Miss Double December.
Yes.
It's like Santa Claus.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it
doesn't exist,
but
people believe in it.
We think it's a great cause, too.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
yes.
You've been a listener for a long time. We do appreciate it when people who apply or girls who apply are actually listeners. That means a lot to us. So it's very cool to have you.
Now, Kyla, are you on social media? Are you using either Facebook or Twitter to try to rally your fans to get them to vote for you?
I have like almost 15,000 Twitter fans, and I've only been on Twitter 2 months.
Wow.
You have 15,000 followers in 2 months?
You must put up pictures.
Yep. I don't even see that's the thing. I'm not even slutty.
What?
I know.
Well, you can leave now then. If you're not slutty. We're not interested.
No, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I have this thing Equals 3. He's Ray William Dobson. He's like number one on YouTube.
What is she talking about?
I don't know, but go ahead.
This is a guy who does pop culture reviews and shows videos and stuff on YouTube.
I'm his t-shirt girl and
there you go.
Okay. Yeah, so I have a fan base through that.
Because they watch his show and they see
and
you
I,
on there.
I modeled a t-shirt, but well-endowed with the t-shirt.
Yes, you're well-endowed with anything on. I think you're well-endowed.
That's true.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right, if you want to vote for Kyla, you can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com right now and click on her picture. You can see all the answers, see more photos, and vote. But we're going to shoot some video now of you. You're going to walk into the other room, and we're going to see some jump rope, I guess. Ralph,
that's right.
You take her out?
Come with me.
Wait for 30 seconds or so. Former producer Lightning, now in the digital department here at krock.com, has got a video camera.
Yeah,
he's very eager to come in early today to shoot this for us, wasn't he?
It's the first time he's been in before noon in like 3 years.
Yeah, guys, I'll come in.
What?
We call him up. We go, yeah, Coldplay's coming in. Is there any chance you can come down and shoot some video? I don't know. Pretty tired.
Yeah, the wind is blowing. I don't know. It's kind of windy.
That's right.
She took off her jacket.
She's got her sweat jacket off now. She is rocking the Pamela Anderson Baywatch bathing suit. She's taking the shorts off now, which
okay,
I think
nice.
Is a good time. Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's her butt right there.
She's wiggling the shorts off.
She
good.
Is. She's got it off. She's got heels on and a bathing suit, and she's going to jump rope.
Again, videotaping, so you can watch this a little bit later
on. That rope looks all kinds of kinked.
I know. I've never jumped before.
You've never jumped
never before?
You said it's one of your talents.
I've never jumped before.
Did she say she's never
like all kinds of mystery.
Did she say she's never
she
jumped
says,
rope?
She said, I've never done
never
this
jumped.
Before.
Never
she's
done
never
this.
Done this before, yeah.
All right, good.
So I'm wondering how many we're going to get out of her. It looks awful long, too. You might want to shorten up that rope a little bit. I think you're going to be in trouble. Oh. Just don't hurt yourself. We're not insured for jump rope accidents.
Ralph, right. Can she just jump up and down and screw the rope? I mean,
no,
come on, seriously.
No, I want to see if she can do it. Are you ready, Kyla? All right, here we go. Kyla, jumping rope.
Go. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, here we go. She's doing it. 3, 4,
nice.
5,
yeah, she's
6.
Never done it.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't do that now.
I could watch that all day.
Make her keep going, Ralph.
See if she can make it to 100.
That thumping you hear is my heart. It's not actually her jumping at all. It's the blood rushing to parts of my body. Wow, that's good. That's a good trick. Oh, she's changing it up. She's going one at a time. Skipping one at a time.
Oh.
She's done this before. She's a pro.
I'm making fitness fun, guys.
She's making fitness fun, she says.
Tell her 250 is what we're going for. That's all right.
She's still going.
Unbelievable.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Kyla.
Kyla, ladies and gentlemen. Kyla, the lovely and talented.
That's what
Ralph,
I'm saying.
I'm sorry to say, Ralph, we still have to meet the other nine contestants to give everybody a shot, okay?
No, we don't.
Go to krock.com or kevinandamin.com.
What's that?
I said that wasn't so bad for my first
time.
That wasn't bad
for any time at all. No, that all works.
Wasn't her first time.
Thank you so much for coming in, Kyla.
Thank you for having me. I had a blast.
Well, I haven't had you yet, but there's still hope.
Go to krock.com if you'd like to vote for Kyla.
You know, you're playing hard to get.
All right.
.7 K Rock is K R O Q, and it is 8:54.
I'm a big fan of that Jason Segel. Terrific actor, good writer, great in the movies, great on this TV show. He's joining us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. His lifelong dream to work with the Muppets is happening in theaters tomorrow. We'll talk to him about that coming up. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Hi ho, Gertie Frog here.
My lifetime dream working the Muppets too. Where's my Muppet movie?
Well, he wrote it.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. What, do you have to have talent all of a sudden to work in Hollywood? When do those rules change?
It's a good question.
Boy, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news because it is Tuesday. We like to look at the new releases and DVDs that are in stores. You know, the holiday season's upon us, people.
Sure.
I've heard that.
It's time to shop for your loved ones. And here are some things they might be interested in. How about the new Nickelback album, huh?
Yeah!
How about the new Nickelback? That's what you're all getting, by the way. I want you to know. We've got the same thing for everybody here at the old Kevin and Bean house. And it's Here and Now by Nickelback, their brand new CD.
Bad idea.
Sounds like a threat. Here and Now. Break the Spell by Daughtry is also available today. Talk That Talk by Rihanna. Elevate by Big Time Rush.
Do I like Rihanna because her music's good or because she's hot?
I think both.
Hot. I like her records.
Her music's fine, but it's not really your cup of tea per se.
Yeah,
but it's a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good package.
When you're seeing
good
her packaging. Sing it, you're much more apt, I think, to think kindly of it. Immortal, the deluxe version, the new Michael Jackson CD is available.
Wait a minute, was that the new one that he released a year or 2 years ago?
No, I believe this is the soundtrack for the Cirque du Soleil show.
That's right. Oh. They kind of reimagined them and put them together in unusual ways, like the Beatles remixed Love for that Las Vegas show. That's what they've done with the Jackson show.
Songbook by Chris Cornell, Born This Way, the remix, Lady Gaga's rehashing her old material in a brand new way. The Muppets, speaking of the Muppet soundtrack from the movie, you can pick that up today as well. New DVDs, Super 8, starring Elle Fanning and Kyle Chandler. Really enjoyed that movie. The new J.J. Abrams DVD is available today. A Madea Christmas. But this is the play. This is a filmed version of the play, the original play, A Madea Christmas.
I didn't know there was
that made the movie possible. I think all of his films that he makes have been plays at one time or another.
No kidding.
That's how he sort of, that's how he hones them into the finely crafted pieces of art that they are before
then
he films them.
Why isn't Lisa a huge Tyler Perry fan then if they started out as plays?
I've never seen any of them.
You've never seen any of his Tyler Perry plays?
Mm-mm.
You hate black people the way you hate the armed forces?
Come on now.
Stop it. How does it have to get ugly?
Jeez, Bean.
Conan the Barbarian, Jason Momoa. He is his new DVD is available today. Ice Age, a Mammoth Christmas Special, Spy Kids 4, Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas Special Edition. I guess that's a sequel to Beauty and the Beast. They did it's a Christmas special. So with the original cast.
So it's the same movie, but it has someone's wearing they have a wreath on the door. I mean, is that it?
No, I'm pretty sure that's not it. It is a sequel to the movie that they made that's a Christmas story using the same cast, an animated special.
Yes.
And The Devil's Double starring Dominic Cooper. As I mentioned before, a great, great film. You want to check that out as well. Tariq Salahi, he is the soon-to-be ex-husband of Michaela Salahi. This is the woman that left him for the guy from Journey. They were together on Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. They were the White House crashers. They're both desperate attention whores. And when she left him for Journey, I guess he figured it would be a one-off. And they would crash and burn. But apparently they are madly in love. And that's making him very unhappy. TMZ reports that he has gotten himself a lawyer. And he fired off an angry letter to Neil Schon of Journey and his soon-to-be ex-wife. Saying that they publicly humiliated him. And not only that, but Journey ticket sales have gone through the roof because of the scandal.
Oh, he crazy.
And he says his wife left him with $2 million worth of debt. So when you combine all of that, he believes he is owed by that couple $17 million.
Bitch, whore, gold digger.
For $17 million, I would bang the guitarist from Journey, okay? I don't know how he figured out that number, but it seems to be a little overblown.
$17 million.
Yeah, that's a little nuts.
That's fair.
I am going to Hamburg, Germany, and I want to say goodbye to you all, but it's been fun, and I appreciate everything that we've all shared over the past years that I've been working here. I guess tomorrow?
Hamburg.
Oh, this is sudden.
Yeah. Just been announced that they are casting Rocky the Musical in Hamburg, Germany.
What?
Apparently, Hamburg is where they are workshopping Rocky the Musical, written by Sylvester Stallone. And they are looking for cast members. So they're going to workshop it there in Germany. Well, as you know, the Germans love Rocky. You can see why they're starting it there. Do they?
Yeah, what's the deal? Why Germany? I saw that the Klitschko brothers are involved somehow.
Yes.
Is that have something to do with it?
The Klitschkos are producing the film, the Broadway production, or the stage production, along with Stallone. And the Klitschkos also said they will give boxing lessons to whoever they cast as Rocky to make sure he looks authentic on the stage. To which I asked, who will give the Klitschko brothers boxing lessons? I mean, they're champs. But the guys move like dancing bears. They really do. Both of them. They're just big, hulking powerhouses of men. They're really not technically, you know, boxing per se. But then Rocky wasn't either, so maybe that'll all work out.
Well, you can certainly play.
They're going to work it in Germany, and then it's going to head to Broadway. 2013, they say we're looking at. So, I mean, circle your calendars. Yes, Bean, you're asking about Rocky the musical.
I was going to suggest that perhaps you could play the Burgess Meredith role.
That is rich. Today's celebrity birthday.
He is really
Little Steven from the E Street Band and Sopranos, 61 years old today. Jamie Lee Curtis celebrates her 53rd birthday. Marielle Hemingway, actress and model, is 50. Michael Kenneth Williams, Omar from The Wire, and Chalky on Boardwalk Empire, 45 years old. Mark Ruffalo, soon to be seen in The Avengers as the Hulk's alter ego, Bruce Banner. He is 44 years old. Karen O of Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs is 33. People are asking for Belle for Karen O, by the way.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I was wondering that, too.
I think so.
I was wondering that, too.
But I was on the bubble on that one, but I'll accept it, sure.
And Scarlett Johansson is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Miss Double December 2012. Yes. Andy has joined us in studio.
We don't have a winner yet.
We have a winner.
Have you met, Ralph.
Have you met Andy?
This is only our second competitor.
Wait, Andy said you already crowned her.
What does that mean? Well, we know one thing about Andy. She's a liar. we know that much about our new potential Miss Double December.
My ex-boyfriends are cheering right now.
Yes.
And I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else we know about Andy. She's legally blind. Did you guys know that? Did you hear what she said about how good Beer Mug looked when she walked in?
Yeah. He does. We're going out on a date later.
Doesn't help your
That's how
cause.
I know that she can't be our Miss Double December. She's got horrible taste.
Come on. All right. Here's the deal.
She can't see well.
This time every year, we pick a new Miss Double December to represent the Kevin and Bean Show throughout all of the following years. So we're looking for Miss Double December 2012. You get to go to all the things, Acoustic Christmas and the Weenie Rose and the Singles Party and the Breakfast Whiz and all that sort of thing. So right now is when you get to vote who you want to be Miss Double D. You go to krock.com and you can click on each of the ladies' pictures, read their bios, and vote. Andy is in studio with us right now from the beautiful city of Bellflower, California. Andy, why do you want to be Miss Double December 2012?
Because I want to go to concerts for free.
Isn't that the best?
Good girl. Good answer. You're telling the truth. I appreciate it.
Truthful girl. I like it.
Have you heard our show before, by any chance?
Yeah.
The Kevin and Bean Show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought Swallow My Eggnog when I was in high school.
Wow. That's going back a little bit.
It is. Yeah.
How did Andy do with her questionnaire, Ralph?
She did very well, I think. Once again, she sort of misunderstood what we meant by describe yourself in 140 characters or less.
We made fun of the last girl because it says describe yourself in 140 characters or less. We figured in the world of Twitter that would make sense.
Well, when people have websites with higher-end technology, it usually like cuts you off at 140
She's
characters.
She's mocking our technology.
But I just
our
kept going.
Does blow,
and
by the
in
way.
My defense, I was like down a bottle of wine when I wrote this. So.
All right. But in the second or third page, didn't you go, hey, what weren't I supposed to do this in 140 characters?
I don't want to say you were just making stuff up at some point to see how long you could type, but at some point you wrote, I have 10 fingers and 10 toes and I like to breathe. I mean,
we can thank Chardonnay for that.
Those are important facts, though, because we would hate to have an eight-fingered Miss Double December. That would be awkward.
That's true.
When she waved everyone was missing a couple digits. That would be strange.
We need to make that a requirement. We never thought of that.
We didn't have a full inventory of body parts.
But do you have all body parts?
She put that on the list. She does say her favorite drink is Jameson's on the rocks, which is a girl after my own heart right there. And if we tickle your back, you'll fall in love with us, it says here. You like to have your back tickled?
Like right before I go to sleep. Just a little.
If I had a choice between your front and your back to tickle, I don't think I'd be wasting any time on your back, Andy. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but maybe that's why you love people who do that.
Let's talk about your front for a minute, Andy. Our last contestant that we met last hour just got her breasts. It seemed to me like fairly recently, Ralph, like maybe even this year, right?
Yeah. They haven't dropped yet.
Andy, yours, I think, if I'm reading your application correctly, are for reals.
Yes, they are for reals.
They are real and they are spectacular.
You got them in ninth grade, you said? What was that? Tell me about that.
The summer from eighth to ninth grade.
Did that suck or was it great? Because for some girls, it sucks.
I didn't know what to do because no one in my family had boobs, and my mom didn't know what to do with me with the boobs.
Good. So they sent you away?
They sent me away to private school.
To boob school?
They actually
private
did.
Private boob school? What? They did?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Never going to joke about
actually,
it.
Actually, I was already in private school. Fifth grade, I got sent away. But, it was really
did you
weird.
Like the attention in ninth grade, or was it
no,
uncomfortable
No, because the girls said that I was stuffing my bra.
Oh, see? Mm. Girls are jealous.
So you had to keep showing them.
Jealous girls.
Yeah, I had to keep flashing everybody in eighth grade.
Just
it
to prove yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You do what you have to do.
Getting suspended.
Right. Now, some of our contestants, one of the things that draws them to this competition is that they are interested in a career in acting or in modeling or spokesperson or anything like that. Do you have ambitions like that?
No,
not really.
It's fine if you don't. If you're just natural and just enjoying and just having fun and just want to go see some shows.
Yeah, I just want to go see some shows. I've been a huge K-Rock fan for many, many years. Grew up listening.
What do you do with yourself? Are you in school? Do you have a job?
Have a job, a career.
What's your
career? I am a hairstylist.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You must be weeping
making
in this
the
room,
world
then.
Beautiful one head at a time.
What about your talent? Do you give that some thought, what you want to do for us?
I have it. It's ready.
Well, she said on her application she's got several talents.
She can pump gas
in a bunny costume.
Which is, I think, one of the photos.
That picture's up, yes.
Uh-huh. She can touch her tongue with her nose.
Mm.
I just did it.
That wasn't my talent that I'm doing today, though.
That's for the ladies in the audience.
It's worthwhile.
You can do flips on a trampoline. Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I was a cheerleader, so.
Oh, you were a cheerleader.
Of course you were.
My goodness. But lastly, and certainly not leastly, you list that you can do shots with no hands.
Yes.
So you can wrap your mouth around that shot glass, knock it back, swallow the contents, and then put the glass back down on the counter.
She swallows the glass as well.
Yeah.
Now that is a talent.
Crazy.
Now, that sounds easy, is it not?
A little bit extra to this.
She puts a little twist on it. All right, take it easy.
I do it without hands, but I use my breast assist.
Oh, see?
I mean, if that's how you do it.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to walk me through this. The mind is reeling at the dynamics of this. You put the shot glass between your breasts?
Yes.
And then you get your mouth around the shot glass from your breasts?
And I put my head back and I take it, but I do take the shot glass out with my
hand. You use your hands at the end?
At the very end,
Well, a lot of women do.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well, I think we're ready.
I do, too.
Ready?
Can we get a drum roll?
I know. Drum roll.
We are taping this, so we'll put it up on krock.com.
Just take it off our headphones.
We're going to take it off the headphones.
Not so much of the drum roll.
We'll get the microphones out of the way for the camera.
Do you need another drum roll? She hasn't done it yet.
Correct, yes.
Do you need to stand up to do this, or can you do it seated? Seating? Okay, all right.
Just putting the shot glass.
She's taking the shot glass between her ample bosom. She's finding the proper situation.
One more time,
she's getting located. There's the mouth. And we have liftoff! Andy served herself a shot from her breasts.
Okay, then.
Indeed I did.
Have you ever served other people from your breasts? Or just yourself?
I never do that until.
No.
Never does that until after the pageant.
Until.
Only,
I thought you said
only
until.
Beer mug.
Only beer
mug. And he had a mighty performance.
What is your fascination with beer mug?
What is happening here?
Hi.
He's hideous on every level.
I don't know. It's love at first sight.
That's I've never insane. Seen it.
That's just not true.
It's impossible. Look at him, and then look at you. And then look at him again.
I am.
Now back at you.
He has loving eyes.
He has loving eyes.
All right, listen.
So there's a koala, but you don't want to bang one.
What's happening?
I don't know if he has a girlfriend. Is he a girlfriend today? We don't know.
He doesn't know. Are you on OkCupid?
He's got a phone call he's got to make every day to find out whether he has one or not.
See if he's been fired or not.
Yeah. I can guarantee today he doesn't.
All right. We are out of time. If you would like to vote for Andy, and why wouldn't you now that you've met her?
Real boobs must win.
And she's delightful. You can go to krock.com or kevinb.com and click on her page. You can see more photos, read the questionnaire, and vote for her once per day. Vote for Andy. And Andy, 1 week from Friday, we will see you on stage with the peeps down in Fullerton for the Miss Double December 2012 pageant. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It is 941.
Congratulations to Jamie Smith, Kevin Amin winner out of Burbank, just picked his or her night of tickets for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas show. That's how it's working all this week. You have another chance to win with Kat Corbett coming up after 10 o'clock. Ralph is here now. Final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Jamie Smith. It's an alias.
It is, isn't it?
That's not a real person. What do you got? You got plans for Black Friday? You do something on Black Friday?
Not black, dude.
Oh.
Sorry.
I do the Tyler Perry marathon.
Do you?
Yeah. I ran them all and just watch them in the succession. Yeah. And are you a shopper on Black Friday? Do you go out and get the Black Friday values?
I try to avoid all of that.
I like the Black Friday.
Nonsense.
Puts me in the Christmas mood. Puts me out there in the midst of it.
You go out there early? You get up early and go out?
I go out and there's the music and usually there's a nice cold snap in the air and you get the decorations in the stores and stuff. It puts me right in the Christmas season. Which I usually don't feel until after Thanksgiving, but I like to jump in with both feet.
I hear you.
But I'm concerned now. I have a problem.
Because
I like Kohl's. I like the department store Kohl's.
Right.
It is one of my favorites. You find some excellent values at Kohl's.
Right.
Excellent quality merchandise.
What is
excellent
going on?
Quality merchandise at a fair, better than fair price, I'd say.
Are you getting paid for this?
Nope. But I like Kohl's.
Right.
And then I saw their commercial.
Oh.
For Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't think I can go there. Now I feel bad. Now I feel bad for Kohl's. I feel bad for myself. I can't go to Kohl's now.
Well, that sucks because you liked them just 30 seconds ago.
I enjoy Kohl's enormously. I have for many years. But now I have a real axe to grind. I don't know if I can go to Kohl's on Black Friday.
What did you hear?
Well, I'm just going to play the audio for their 30-second spot for their advertisement for Black Friday at Kohl's.
Okay.
12 a.m. still hours till morning. Been online since yesterday. Yeah. No smells better. I need coffee. I mentioned early bird special. Not today. It's Black Friday. Black Friday. Gotta go to Kohl's on Black Friday. Everybody's going there at midnight. Midnight. Black Friday. Black Friday. Something that rhymes with Friday. But done, done, done. I'll be done with this list by the weekend.
Come on now.
Look. Come on now! I am down with your hate for the Friday song, but they said something that rhymes with Friday.
Yes, I understand that, but still.
That got me. I'm fine with it now.
But they must have paid for the rights. They're extending the life of this song. I understand why they did it, even if they did it with a sense of humor, but I believe that they are contributing to the downfall of American culture.
I'm going to go there now, and I wasn't planning on it.
Now you're going to go to
something
Cold?
That
well,
rhymes with Friday.
That's good for them. They lost one and picked one up, so I guess it's a wash for their Black Friday commercial.
I have a friend, Ralph, on this same topic who was desperately depressed this week to start hearing AC/DC's Back in Black in the Walmart Black Friday commercials. And I've always felt that, hey, if I wrote the song, it's my song to do what I want with it. If I want to sell it, I'm going to sell it. God damn you.
No,
you know what I mean?
I don't have any problem with people selling the rights to their songs for commercials. None whatsoever. I question Kohl's, though, and their decency for picking up the Rebecca Black song and continuing to pump it out there into our world.
We'd almost forgotten it.
The toxic.
It is noise pollution.
Vapor that it is, just filling my ears now.
At least Back in Black is an awesome song and will continue to be an awesome song, whether it's, you know, played or not.
Exactly. Hey, good Muppet news. Heard you guys just talking to Jason Segel about his Muppet movie. The Muppets are on fire. They're having quite the resurgence.
They're on fire?
No, not literally. Oh. I know that. Don't say that around a Muppet because they're felt and they get very panicky. But the Muppets' careers are on fire. The Jim Henson Company has just sold a TV series to NBC called Meet the Neighbors, about a human family who finds themselves living next to a house full of puppets.
Are they all new puppets?
Yes. They will be individual characters. And the family lives next to the puppet family.
okay.
It's like Alf. We haven't seen a real puppet sitcom since Alf. Or Greg the Bunny, I guess, was also one.
Yeah.
But still, it sounds funny, especially when you look at the talent involved.
I was going to say, it depends on who's doing it.
John Rigi, who was involved with the Larry Sanders Show and 30 Rock behind the project, and it looks very funny.
All right.
So, go Muppets. Go Muppets. It's your birthday.
I knew you were going to say
that. This bothers me.
What? Coles again?
No, this is something else. Michelle Williams. Sometimes people have to do so much press for a movie that they end up talking about stuff. I think they'd probably like to take it back if they could. They expose too much about themselves.
Sure.
There's a whole section in this interview with Michelle Williams, who's starring in the new movie My Week with Marilyn. She plays Marilyn Monroe in that film. She talks about how she saves time in the morning with her busy schedule, being a movie star and a mom and all that stuff. She says she eats breakfast in the shower. That's how she starts her day. That's how she shaves precious minutes off of her morning schedule.
Is breakfast a shake?
Well, she says it started with coffee. She used to have coffee in the shower.
Okay.
Then she went to smoothies, and she was having smoothies in the shower. She says now it has morphed into a wide variety of breakfast foods. She eats almost everything in the shower now.
Seems like the water might ruin
the experience.
I would think
toast would suck in the shower.
Yeah.
It just strikes me as a bad move.
This just doesn't make any sense.
Scrambled eggs, just licking them off the floor in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Getting a hairball. This seems like a bad idea.
I agree.
How busy is she that she can't take time out to eat something and then shower? Maybe she has people. Maybe she has someone who just stands in there in like a raincoat or just holds the food outside of the water stream and feeds her with some sort of waterproof spoon or something. Maybe it's an elaborate lever and pulley system that gets it done, but that's too much information.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Little Steven. From the E Street Band, also from The Sopranos. He is 61 years old today. Bean, you were talking about his show, too, his radio show, his syndicated radio show.
Underground Garage.
Underground
show.
Garage, yeah, that's a good show. Jamie Lee Curtis, 53 years old. Mariel Hemingway is 50. Michael Kenneth Williams from Boardwalk Empire and The Wire is 45. Mark Ruffalo is 44 years old. Karen O of Yeah, Yeah, Yeah is 33. And Scarlett Johansson celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah. Adam Carolla, don't let me forget. Yeah. When we were talking about people who are afraid of 666 earlier today, we got an email from somebody who said that Adam's twins were due to be induced on 666. He changed the date, according to this listener, so that that would not be the case.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's true. We'll ask
him. Well, you just don't attempt fate, Bean.
Here's my theory.
Here's my take. What's that cranberry sauce?
I'm sure cranberry sauce will come up if we talk to Adam tomorrow.
We have Kevin Perr from G4 talking about Black Friday sales on gadgets
and
electronics.
Not going to Kohl's for their gadgets.
We have Miss Double December. Two more contestants will be coming in the studio. Liked both of them today.
They were charming girls and lovely and talented.
So make sure and go and vote at krock.com.
We have the one who liked beer mug.
We have comic Bobby Slayton in the studio tomorrow. We have Steve-O on the program tomorrow. We have Movie Beat tomorrow.
What? Wow.
And we have tickets to the 22nd K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tomorrow as well.
Too much. Too much show.
All tomorrow.
I can't handle
We're going to start at 4.
Tune in early.
Yes. So get up at 4 tomorrow and then 4 on Friday for your sales.